What is it, Alfie?
Yeah.
What?
Just your excitement, everyone's excitement, my excitement.
Just because I got the show video to sync up with the music.
He was really excited because you turned to look at Alfie, Russ, and when you turned back around, he started making like the arm motion like he was in a dog pound at the Arsenio Hall show.
First try, yeah, yeah, yeah. Woof, woof, woof.
I'm going to explain this one more time. I created a video show open for the video stream.
Yes.
It's like any normal TV show, sitcom, same one that'll run every day. And it's not timed out exactly with the music that you hear right now. It's supposed to be. I don't know how else to explain this. I have to start the music and the video separately.
Yeah. So that way they sync up.
Right. Because the audio that you're hearing is coming through our console. I'm not playing audio through the video stream. Does that make any sense?
To us, yes.
I don't care. Trust me, it's hard, and I got too many things to push as it is.
Hence the excitement when it got nailed.
Okay. What was I saying right before we started the show? Beginning to think Bill Cosby did it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things where if it was one woman based on the lawsuit that happened in the mid-2000s and the comedian bringing it up on stage, maybe I can see not wanting to substantiate it with a comment, but how many accusers is it now?
Last I heard was 17.
Okay. With that many, and you can sit back and watch his legacy spiral out of control right down a toilet, however, you know, metaphor you want to use.
And I only say this if they're all lying.
Mm-hmm.
I'd sue the bitches. If they're not lying, then somehow, I don't know how they're going to prove anything.
That's the thing is, at this point, they don't have to. Because they have strength in numbers, and it's already affected him.
Oh, he resigned from, was it Temple University?
Mm-hmm.
Today, yesterday?
Yeah, they're bored. And that's...
And it was a kind statement as far as Temple, the one that they released. They didn't say, well, we don't want anybody like him associated with us.
Right.
They just said, we appreciate the time that he served on the board or whatever it was he was doing.
As they should, because he's by far their most famous alum. And he's done a lot of good things for that university. So it makes sense for them to sort of say, thanks for your time doing this, not that other stuff.
But Bill Cosby's attorney makes a valid point. How could that many women be silent for all those years?
That, I think, is something where he is an attorney, not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, to where he can understand the human brain and trauma or perceived trauma. Who knows?
But some women do report rape. We have rape statistics.
Yes.
So some women do have the internal fortitude to go, all right, I don't want to go through this, but this guy's not getting off.
Right.
I don't know how 17 women could just let it go.
I don't think they let it go. They just, everyone responds they all respond in different ways.
I'm just saying, as far as the odds go, out of 17, I'm sure one or two would have reported it, you know, immediately.
Yeah. I think the other part of it, as far as the reason why not reported perhaps immediately, was how it would have gone down if it went down the way these women said it did. It wasn't like Bill was, you know, waiting in a dark parking lot and assaulted them.
Where it was, if they were friends or he was a stranger, rape, I don't even like saying the word.
No, and you shouldn't. No one should. But the manner in which it supposedly happened, to some it's going to make a difference. Because some of the women weren't even sure what happened.
I don't know. Maybe he did drug them all. And then if you've got, you know, no DNA, no remnants of anything, all I know is I just kind of passed out. Whoa, how do you know what happened?
Well, some said that they would, you know, see flashes of what was happening while they're drugged. Others reported saying that they don't remember anything, really.
Sort of. I guess they were disrobed when they woke up.
And some sort of physical stuff.
That's just a lot of chicks to keep something like that to themselves. And for it not to leak out. Mm-hmm. Anybody, you know, obviously you're going to tell one of your girlfriends. That's a pretty big secret to sit on top of for decades and decades.
It is, and that doesn't mean...
Because nobody sits on a secret that long. The only one is the Kennedy assassination and the whole Kennedy space program.
Yeah.
You go, hey, you guys know we didn't go to the moon. Kennedy was going to rat us out. You know what we did to him. And just to remind you guys, that's when we built that Kennedy Space Center.
That's right.
So every day you see that, you remember what happens if you decide to rat us out. Mm-hmm. We didn't go to the moon.
Okay.
We had no plans.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to leave that there for now.
What?
We went to the moon. And the first time, not just the second and third time, was drop down stuff to cover up for the first time.
We either went every time or we never went.
But we went every time.
Because it was too big of a chance to fake the first one to buy yourself some time to go to this, to really go, because you didn't really know what the moon looked like. Damn, this don't look like nothing we use with a fake one. Do we keep the sets in Arizona? And initially, in my mind, I thought, okay, space race, trying to beat the Soviets to the moon. I could see them faking the first one just to buy themselves another couple of years
mm-hmm.
in testing. But then I thought, you don't know what it really looks like on the moon, so if you don't get it right, you can't show pictures of when you actually went.
Right.
So it was one or the other. We either went or we didn't.
I think we went. American ingenuity at its finest. We're really good when we have stiff competition.
I never really understood the big space race. Oh, we're the first ones on the moon. Okay, and that really got us.
It's bragging rights.
What?
Yeah, and then what?
Honestly, that's it. It's bragging rights.
It's like getting the first iPhone. Hey, I waited in line all night, and I got the first iPhone. Okay, and a couple of weeks later, who really cares?
Yeah. It was a big deal at the time. You know, it's first of all, it was a goal set forward by President Kennedy. And then they wanted to get it done by what he had said. But also, that was...
And we just barely made it.
Just barely made it.
By the end of the decade, we didn't go.
We went.
I just go back to tubes. I just don't understand.
Honestly,
solid state technology existed then, but it was brand new. And is that really something you want to trust? To fly to the moon.
Well, not everyone in the space program had certain goals really achieve them. And there were accidents along the way. And there were accidents afterwards.
And a lot of it was about flipping off the Russians, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, hey, we can get to the moon. Think we can't get a missile to you?
It didn't really. They beat us into... space, the Soviets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they send up first a monkey or a dog or...
Yeah, one of those.
See, we should have just lied about that. I mean, how are you going to prove anything? Just shoot a rocket to space and go, all right, we put a German Shepherd on there. Whoa, where is he now? Oh, he didn't come back, but he was the first one in outer space. I don't care. How did the Russians prove that they actually got an animal? Because I think that's what they sent.
Yeah.
First go around. I think it was a dog.
I think it was a dog, yeah.
What, Alfie?
You're right. It was a German Shepherd, I believe, too. I think her name was Laika.
How are we going to talk that dog into going to outer space? Tell him names. Space squirrels.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, buddy. Go, Want to go outside? Out space? See the squirrels?
Space squirrels? Yeah. I'm going to get those mother efforts.
I wonder how they actually proved it. I mean, they showed the dog coming back out of the capsule.
Did they?
I think so.
I thought they just kind of shot it.
Shot the dog?
They shot the missile and the rocket into space. I don't know if it came back.
Didn't it come back, Alfie?
I don't think it did.
Oh. Well, see, we don't even know what was on that thing.
That's because we haven't researched it. We're just talking about it. We started out talking about Cosby raping people, and now we're talking about space squirrels. We don't have time to look any of this stuff up.
So here's the pictures of him getting ready in his astronaut suit.
Yeah.
All the training.
You know how long it took us to get that German Shepherd in that suit?
Yeah. Dogs don't like putting their legs through leg holes.
Okay. At a certain point, you go, look, I've got a legacy, and I'm suing somebody. And it's funny, his attorney will address certain women, and certain women he won't.
I wonder if it's because he can't keep up.
It's just something very unique about all of this, and I can't figure it out. Because if he didn't do it, at a certain point, you have to say something.
Right. And in the absence of him either defending himself or putting out information, others will do it for him. So if you're not out there defending yourself, then the rest of us are left to think that maybe that's because you have nothing to defend, or you can't defend yourself because you're guilty of this. And so where your silence is, it will be filled with someone else speaking out against you.
Well, they're already speaking out. They're playing the public as the judicial system. Why not Bill Cosby to come out and go, I don't know what these chicks, what their beef is with me, but I didn't screw any of them. Maybe the model. But some of them come out. It's like, I know this was supposed to be a long time ago.
Okay. Don't.
And one chick said, well, you know, I was kind of, it was like she chose to be stoned the way she was doing was it Chris Lemon? It was an interview.
On CNN?
Is that the guy?
Don Lemon.
Don. She goes, I was kind of stoned at the time when I gave him oral, which made it sound like it was something she chose. She didn't say if it was weed, and I didn't watch the entire interview. But the Don Lemon guy, well, you know, there are ways not to give oral.
Yeah, and he also.
Buddy, I know it.
And he also got absolutely skewered on social media for even proposing that. Because the whole idea, the problem is we all like to put ourselves in that situation. And we say, well, this is what I would have done. If I was Michael Brown, this is what I would have done. If I was on my knees being forced to give oral to Bill Cosby, this is what I would have done. Well, guess what? You weren't there. You weren't going through what that person went through. You don't know. You can always say, well, this is what I would do.
Well, obviously, as an interviewer, the guy is going to ask, why did you feel compelled? Because obviously, if you felt like you were being forced, then you just gnaw the thing off.
Yeah.
Because people, the viewers, are going to be asking the same questions, and that's what you want to do as an interviewer. I don't know. I didn't actually hear him ask the question. I know that was the big stink.
Right.
So I don't know how tactful he was about it. I think he had her on a couple of nights, so he couldn't have pissed her off.
Yeah, I think it was one of those that, I mean, she didn't immediately take issue with the question because that's, as much as people hated him asking the question, that is a question maybe worded differently that needed to be asked to find out the mindset of a victim. Why did you think about at that moment trying to do something to defend yourself or to attack him? And she said, it's really hard to put yourself in victim shoes when you haven't been there.
I just don't think I would feel comfortable sticking my business into an unwilling mouth.
Yet plenty of men have done it.
Well, with guns, you know, weapons,
right,
whatever. But nobody ever said he used anything on them short of wine and pills.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like everything that he's done in his life has now been erased. So I don't know. Maybe he figures I'm 77. I got no time to mess with all of this. Even though some of the women are talking about a class action suit.
I'm not even sure how that would work right now, given statute of limitations on this.
I don't even think the statute. You don't have any proof. Nobody has anything. There's no video. There's no DNA. There's no remnants of anything. It's just they said, he doesn't say.
Right.
That's the situation we're in right now. I don't know. I really think, regardless of advice from his attorney, I just lose my mind and just go off. Because I'm sure that's one of the biggest reasons he's not saying anything. His attorney is saying, nah.
Right.
Well, what if they ask? Mm-mm. Not a word.
And that's the problem with public opinion versus actual courts. As your attorney says, we need to worry about actual courts first. We can worry about image and things later. Which is kind of what you had to go through.
Oh, yeah. Tim Power said, you say one word before we get to court because you go find a new attorney. But you know I didn't do this. Who's the only one that passed polygraph tests? He goes, one word. So I didn't.
Right.
Oh, I alluded to it.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously it wasn't enough to piss him off because he didn't quit.
Yeah, that is true. However, your situation, it was, you know, a one-on-one type of deal. It wasn't 17-on-1. I think had all of a sudden all your ex-girlfriends come out and said, he hit me too, I think you would have said a few words.
No, actually, I had calls, emails from ex-girlfriends. I got to screw a couple of them. Two of them. They went, that's unbelievable. Never seen you like that. Say, are those new cans?
Look at this. Open the door. You backslide son of a bitch.
They contacted me.
Hey, I'm not saying bad. I'm just saying good on you.
Alfie, what do you got?
Chick on line 2 is calling about why these women might have stayed silent.
Yes, Kathy.
Hi. I was just going to say and kind of put in my opinion on the story about the 17 girls.
Yes.
I went through the same thing. It was with a family member, and I'm from a very small town, so anytime information would go out and around, everybody would know. The people you went to school with, your pastors, and...
I'm listening.
And it was just really hard because your parents would be telling you, then your best friends, and it would get on the news and jobs.
So there's the embarrassment factor.
And
well, that's always there. I understand that. And
right.
you don't want to go back and relive it. But one of the things I brought up is out of these 17 women, you know one of them told a friend, a family member, something. And once you tell one person, you know it's going to leak. So how did all of these women who, you know, at least one of them told somebody, how did it not leak?
I'm not sure. I mean,
I think she's got the radio up in the background.
Yeah.
Were you going to say something?
It's ultimately, we just don't know. And maybe one of the women did tell a friend, and that friend contacted, you know, the Inquirer or whatever tabloid, and maybe they tried following it up and just said, we don't have anything. Or Bill Cosby's a really powerful guy. We don't feel like going after him, especially absent of any hard proof. Absent of any sort of police report. Which sounds odd for a tabloid, but...
Yeah, were it me, I would have lost my mind and held a press conference by now. But he's got a higher-priced attorney, so possibly they know what they're doing. But he's losing gig after gig and association, and it's... Having no proof at all, I'm surprised just one entity hasn't stood by him.
Because no one wants that kind of heat.
But there's no proof.
Doesn't matter. Today's society really relies very little on proof and facts. It has a lot to do with emotion and what we feel like doing or saying and thinking.
And once you see it on the internet, That's it. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even, or television. You see it on the news. Oh, he did it. I know when they were running news stories on me, I went, looks like he did it.
Yeah. Got a mugshot and everything.
You had to bring the mugshot up.
Well, I mean, it was there.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:37, first check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. A whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound I-35, just before Regal Row. We've got some road construction there being cleared out right now. Traffic is backed up back to Manana. Also in Dallas, southbound 75, just after Knox Henderson, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to Royal Lane. Still in Dallas, westbound 635, just before Kingsley, got an accident blocking the three right lanes there. Traffic is backed up back to Garland Road. Into Irving now, southbound on the Bush, right at Northgate Drive, got an accident there. That one has you backed up back from 114. And finally in Fort Worth, northbound Loop 820, right at Sun Valley Drive, got some delays there from an earlier accident. Traffic is backed up back from I-20. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Cloudy tonight, 45 for a low. Tomorrow, cloudy still. A slight chance of rain with a high of 63. Right now, 45 degrees. A 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
You were right. The first dog the Soviets sent into outer space did not come back.
I didn't think so. I want to say most of the animals that we or the Russians sent up didn't come back alive.
Didn't somebody send a monkey?
We did, didn't we, Alfie? And Russia.
I believe we did. Recently, I think Iran did.
Yeah.
But he came back.
I don't think so.
I don't think he,
Okay.
Yeah.
What's funny about the, I don't know how to pronounce it, the dog's name. It's L-A-I-K-A.
I think that's Laika.
Laika. It was a Soviet space dog who became one of the first animals in space, the first animal to orbit the Earth. I'm skipping a line here. Laika died within hours from overheating. This was after the launch. Possibly caused by a failure of the central R7 sustainer to separate the payload block. The interesting thing is, the true cause and time of her death were not made public until 2002. The Soviets had covered it up, saying that she made it to day six, ran out of oxygen.
Gotcha. Well, that's one thing that, you know, the communists, Russian communists were great at doing is saying, hey, we succeeded.
Shh, we sucked. They don't know how long she was there.
That's right.
We don't want to get it to get out to the other dogs, because then they won't want to go. They're going to find out they know space squirrels. And there were protests in front of the United Nations with Soviets sending up so many animals. It even says there was no intent to recover the dog.
I wouldn't have thought that there was.
Well, the whole idea is to prove that you can send... The idea was to send a man into orbit and be able to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what guy's going to want to go if you can't even get a dog back?
Well, that's the idea is let's find out what went wrong with the dog, the monkey, the fish, the whatever, and we can fix that, and then we can send the stupid people.
But still, if you don't bring back one of those animals alive, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be on that first one, no.
I think we got it.
I'm not going.
No, you must go.
I am not going.
We almost got the last dog back.
He was
so close.
That noise.
You can do it, Sergey. We believe in you.
I don't want to go.
Get in the pod.
Don't make me.
Get breathe. In your pod or we kill your family.
That's the dog killer. It's funny. I read the story on Wiki during the break. Talked about the dog. Laika was a stray, was trained for the flight, and then died within hours from overheating. I teared up over a dog that's been dead for like 57 years.
It's sad. It's terrible.
But this dog has been dead since 1957.
I know, and I guarantee you that dog appreciates your tear.
Oh well, good news. At least Leica got her own Romanian stamp, postage stamp. First traveler into the cosmos.
If there's any, I mean, there's no real solace in any feelings for the dog getting it in space. At least, was it a she or he?
I believe it's female.
Okay. At least she went from a stray to being fed and treated in the most phenomenal way possible before being sent to her death. Because they weren't going to send some ratty mutt up there. They're going to say, hey, we're going to take care of you. It's gonna suck.
Trying to make me feel better about the dog that died a little, in 1957.
A little bit. I know it's odd, but you seem like you need to pick me up. I bet she ate caviar. I bet she had some steak. She got to fart in space.
Not for long.
No, but still.
How did we get off? I don't care. Don't even tell me. I have no interest.
Okay.
Hey, you want to start news? You got audio?
I have some audio. Last night, U2 held a concert in Times Square for World AIDS Day. That was yesterday. But Bono from U2 got into a bicycle accident that actually turned out to be fairly severe, so he couldn't make the show. So Chris Martin and Bruce Springsteen stepped in and sang with the other members of U2. This is Cut 7. Bruce Springsteen singing Where the Streets Have No Name. I want to feel some light on my face. I see the dust cloud disappear without a trace. It's Springsteen and who?
U2.
No, well, I know the band. I thought you said another lead singer as well.
Chris Martin also sang some songs.
Lead singer of Coldplay.
Oh. Yeah, U2 was booked for the Tonight Show. And I saw the clip, Jimmy Fallon explained that, you know, he was in a bad bicycle accident. And they went ahead and the Roots band performed and Fallon did the vocals.
Yeah.
That was pretty, did you see it?
Yeah, it was
pretty
solid.
That's pretty damned impressive.
I think I heard a clip of that, and I wanted to say Fallon actually sounded better singing than Bono. Because there are times where it seems like Bono can't quite sing. Other times it seems like he can.
What did he hit on that bicycle?
I don't even know, because I got the two stories crossed, the one where he got in a bicycle accident and also the one where I think it was a door or something split open on his private plane and he lost all his luggage. So I thought he had gotten hurt in that. But then I read that it was a bicycle accident. So he basically just had like a really bad couple of weeks.
Dude, that's why I ain't getting on a private plane.
I don't know why anyone famous does it. It doesn't work out for anybody.
I was trying to see if I could find the Jimmy Fallon. I don't have time to look for it. But that, if he's really playing the guitar, he's talented. His interviewing skills still blow dong.
Well, as far as the late night host, none of them are really phenomenal interviewers because the interviews.
That Craig Ferguson.
Is he really good?
I like him.
Okay.
It makes me sad that I've just now started watching his show on Hulu. He's laid back. I'm sure a lot of it's the accent. He had an actress on the other night, and she was talking about she had a cat having to go to the vet because of a cat, and obviously you knew where he was going with that.
Mm.
What's wrong with your pussy?
What is it? Is it sick? Oh, it's terrible. Must be sod.
Okay, I found it. Let's see if it's actually placed. Don't make me watch a commercial first.
It's going to be a commercial.
Like, don't make me watch a commercial first. Like, I actually think I'm going to be able to see any video at all with our Wi-Fi up here. Oh, there it is.
It's working.
Not here this week. Bono hurt his arm in a cycling accident.
Oh, I thought it was a hit. I'm going to try and bring up the resolution. I don't want to go too far and get cocky.
See, I think you're getting cocky just trying to bring it up one level.
Yesterday, so this never happened before to us. So I was thinking, who do we get to come on the show? And then I realized we already have the best band in the world. The Roots are here every single night. And Bono's wardrobe is here because he was going to wear it tonight. But
so he puts on some baseball cap.
Let's have some fun with it.
And the glasses like Bono wears.
Yeah.
Fallon takes off his jacket. They give him a leather jacket. That's a big guitar. There we go. And Fallon's playing the piss out of that guitar. That's why I don't think it's on.
Sounds better to me than the actual.
How many drummers do they need?
Let me see.
They've got the main guy that plays the drums, and then you've got some guy over on the right beating on something. I don't even know if it's drums. He just may be hitting. See?
Oh, yeah. It's the Roots, man. They're heavily percussionized.
I'm surprised they didn't get Fallon. Wherever the concert was. Where was it?
It was in New York, I think, last night.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's where the Tonight Show is now.
I guess they could have, but they figured they already had Bruce Springsteen, who was going to be playing for the concert, and also Chris Martin, which he's on cut 8. Chris Martin singing Beautiful Day with the other members of U2.
I don't think that's going to be the right cut because this says Monday Night Football.
It looks odd, but that's it.
Okay.
It's cut 8. You thought you found a friend to take
you out of this place, a someone you could. What is it, Chloe?
I'm just like, I heard this earlier and I was like, that sounds really good.
I really don't like that much by U2.
Some of it I do, and I'm not as rabid the way most U2 fans are, but I'm also not anti U2. For a lot of people, it's a love hate thing. Me, I'm kind of in the middle.
This album means a lot to me, just because it came out around, I guess it came out the summer before September 11th, and a couple tracks off this album they used a lot in montages and news stories at the time. So, this album and Beautiful Day, I really really like.
Don't you cry about it?
I'm trying not to, man.
I don't even know what album this is off of. What is it?
All That You Can't Leave Behind.
So is there a prognosis on Bono when he's supposed to be out?
I don't even know. And honestly, it seems so odd to me that from an arm injury that he's taken this long to recover.
He also broke part of his face, though, too. I think he may have face-planted into the pavement.
Well, in that case, that's different.
Well, I just wonder how fast he was riding. Was he wearing a helmet?
I think he was. But still, he's fractured, I think, around his eye socket and another bone in his face.
Yeah, if it was just his arm, I could see, because I think the other members of the band said, yeah, he didn't play the guitar that well.
Yeah, they don't like him playing it. So actually, a one-armed Bono, they'd probably make them happy.
Hey, don't plug that in. You can hold it.
Okay. But outside the fact that, you know, it's U2, love, hate, whatever, I always like hearing when other artists will fill in for someone and take over, because I always think it's cool to hear other artists play with another band or artist, because, like, hey, I like your stuff, and not only do I like your stuff, I know the words too. Because if that's me, hey, can you fill in? Nope. not unless you're going to give me cue cards or a teleprompter.
Yeah, I know that about you and playing in bands.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, it's 500 miles. You sing it all the time when you get drunk. I gotta have the words in front of me. You do it one song. You can't remember the words. I gotta have the words printed out.
I didn't want to screw it up. This last white trash party, I finally went without it.
Did you really?
I did. I absolutely did.
Because I think you said, if I get something wrong, all I do is start mumbling. No one's going to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sing-along.
Right.
That's why I don't get where all the anxiety came from.
Well, where does the anxiety come from for when you play the white trash party?
I can't play.
Well, you wanted to do well. I wanted to do well, even if it's just that one sneaking song. So I finally learned the words, and then when Robert Powell sent in his...
review.
Yeah, and he said, oh, O'Malley forgot the words. The F I did. I knew every word.
The one time you worked really hard.
I know. The one time I can work on it and put in the extra effort, and he called, I knew my words.
Okay. You got a couple minutes. What else you got?
Cut number 9. Over the weekend... The teaser trailer for Star Wars Episode 7 was released.
I haven't seen it. I've seen the headlines on CNN where everybody's excited.
Yeah.
The was it The Force
Awakens?
Yeah. I don't give a piss.
I know you don't. But as of yesterday morning, 35 million people had watched it on one YouTube channel.
Actually, this morning I saw 40 million.
I believe it. This cut number 9, though, is an interview back in 1983 when Mark Hamill was promoting Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking in this interview about how George Lucas had already approached him about doing a Star Wars movie 30 years from then.
Okay.
So loyal to George, and I owe him so much. He at one time said, would you consider playing an Obi-Wan type character handing Excalibur down to the... next generation. I said, when that would that be? And at the time, he said, around 2011. Mm. I thought, gee, as much as I'd like to have a job lined up at the turn of the century, I was figuring out how old I'd be at that point. And I thought, well, I don't know.
I'd have gotten that one in writing.
Yeah. And it would have been smart if George Lucas had really penciled that in, if he had signed Hamill for a certain dollar amount.
Okay. We've never done this before.
Mm-hmm.
$100,000. Right now. I'll even give it to you right now.
Hamill might have taken it.
Well, I don't know what he made for the others.
I don't know. But
well,
I know
what
that...
What is he playing in this new one?
He's going to play himself. He'll play Luke Skywalker, but it's going to be like he just described here, where he's going to be... an older Jedi, kind of like how Obi-Wan was to him in the first one, and sort of passing down new generation. You have,
like, how old is he going to use a light walker? Just change his name to Luke Walker. Haven't used one of those.
Shut up. It's already perfect.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
401. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyFlakes.com Traffic Center. Alpecoys and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you. Our Eagle traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. Traffic sucks real bad right now. The overwhelming majority is in Dallas. We'll start there. Eastbound I-30 just after Beckley got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. That one has you back to Beckley Sylvan Avenue. Also in Dallas, westbound 635 just before Kingsley got an accident blocking the two center lanes. Traffic's jacked up back to Northwest Highway. Still in Dallas, southbound on the tollway, right at Mockingbird, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back to Northwest Highway. Last one in Dallas, southbound on the bush, right at the Beltline, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic just backed up back to Sandy Lake Road. And finally, in Irving, southbound on the bush, right at Northgate Drive, got an accident in the clearing stages. Your backup is back from 114. Listen to Chris Ryan at 12:25 in the afternoon all this week for a shot to win a copy of AC/DC's new album, Rock or Bust. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Cloudy tonight, 45 for a low. Tomorrow it remains cloudy with a small chance of rain as we hit a high in the low 60s. Right now it's 45 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, is it, there's more audio you wanted to get to before we start news?
Yeah, just for the heck of it. Cut number 10, the CMA Country Christmas Special aired last night on ABC, and normally I would just ignore that for obvious reasons, but Steven Tyler was actually there to sing Run, Run, Rudolph, and he happened to be doing it with Brad Paisley, who came up a couple weeks ago.
Damn.
I know.
Man, I was wishing.
In the audience hoping they would ask you to come on up.
Yeah, I usually am.
Whose band is it? Brad Paisley's or is it Aerosmith?
I don't know.
This was the country music
Christmas special. Yeah,
that was Brad Paisley's then.
Who are you?
I have no clue why everybody picks that song to remake.
And that's the other reason I wanted you to hear it. Because it really does seem like if you reach a certain status that eventually you have to do a Christmas music album, and it will inevitably include that song.
Yeah, I've actually got emails before. Hey, why didn't your band, why don't you do a Christmas album?
See?
We don't put out audio of our band playing for a reason.
It's more of a live experience type of band.
It's the costume changes, and know that I've said this before. We don't play good, but we're playing for a good reason.
That's right.
So people are more apt to cut you some slack. Especially when you got 20 or 30 Dallas County deputies running around in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
You better applaud.
That's right. It really helps when they tell people to clap. You better look like you're having a good time, damn it.
I mean to clap now. I still think I like Lemmy's version.
Lemmy's is really good. I was really surprised by that.
The thing is, it's just a Chuck Berry song. They changed a little. Out of all the reindeer, you know you're the mastermind. I'm just wondering how they got their first label.
Hmm.
Because obviously you got to go in, you got a demo, you got to meet with somebody at the record company. Okay, we got this band named Motorhead. Just listen.
Yeah, how do you sell that?
Well, okay, his voice is iffy. But we could probably sell this if he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, they said. Then after they meet, like, okay, has anyone considered they go the Slipknot route?
Out of all the reindeer, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa coming far behind. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gonna make it to town.
I've never really paid attention. Who sings backup for him?
It's probably just his band members, whoever he's got at the time.
Don't out-sing me. I want you to gargle with these wood chips.
I know there are times when I hear him and I just think, God, it sounds painful.
He's just like a... That's probably what Brian Johnson's going to sound like in 30 years.
Yeah, what's it like to be his girlfriend or wife or whatever?
Oh, God. Middle of the night, he starts hacking one up. Yeah.
Lemmy, is it another hairball? I think it is.
It's more of a tar ball. He falls out of bed on all hands and knees. He just starts doing that motion.
The cricket pump thing?
Yep.
Oh, no. Let me not a tarball. You know the dogs are going to eat it. Oh, biggest I've ever had. It's the size of a Volkswagen.
It's the biggest tarball yet.
Okay. Done with your stuff?
Yeah.
Your audio?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm surprised it doesn't happen in the middle of shows.
I'm just thinking of everything we've covered in the past hour. Mm-hmm. 401.
Man, it would suck to be on the front row if he starts coughing up a tar ball.
Man, nobody told me about this. At least they give you the heads up at Gallagher.
That's right. They give me the tarp. Yeah, you guys got a tarp. Are you in the first few rows at Gallagher? Nah, I'm going to see Motorhead.
What's the tarp for? I tell you what. Why don't you sit next to me?
Mm-hmm.
But no tarp for you.
Yeah. There's three places you need this. It's Gallagher, Motorhead, and Gwar.
He spit on me.
Sorry.
I was almost there.
My bad.
410, Dan O'Malley's here with the news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, December 2nd, 2014. Birthdays today. Britney Spears turns 33. Nelly Furtado is like a bird in 36. Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, is 31. Jana Kramer is 31. She's a country singer, an actress, and also is the acrobatic chick in the Nationwide insurance commercials. Lucy Liu is 46. Foo Fighters bassist Nate Mendel, 46. Rick Savage from Def Leppard is 54. Formerly of NBC News, Stone Phillips is 60. Well, whatever happened with him. And Kathy Lee Crosby, that's incredible host and a one-point Wonder Woman, turned 70.
Yeah, he was like they're not really investigative. Well, I think he Stone Phillips.
I think he was the main host of Dateline for years.
They did a profile piece one time on Stern. And they used some of the audio from the show they shot in the studio. And at any time, there's a guy that plays the sound effects.
Fred?
Yeah, anytime Fred would play one of the fart sound effects, they would bleep it. But then Stern played their version of Jeopardy, and I think Stern's buzzer was a fart, and they missed that one. It was just funny to me. They were focusing on all this other stuff, and they're not paying attention to these.
Yeah. We've got to bleep this foulness.
People can't hear farts. And they've done that before in movies. I watched Blazing Saddles on network television. They got rid of the farts. They left the scene in, got rid of the farts. They felt it was too offensive, but they sure left the N-word in.
Whoa.
If I was black, that would be offensive to me.
I would say so.
As if the whole movie wasn't offensive.
Well, yeah.
Almost lost a damn good hand card.
Mm-hmm. Two Dallas firefighters suffered burns and a smoke explosion while fighting a house fire in the Redbird area overnight. The fire started around 10:30 last night. A neighbor and his son-in-law ran to help the family when they saw the flames. Smoke from the fire made it difficult for Luis Robles to see. Robles said they were already coming out, but they couldn't walk. We carried them out of the house and put them in safety across the street. As Robles carried the woman and her adult son out of the home, he heard the smoke explosion. Firefighters had already responded and were starting to run towards and into the house. Officials described what happened as a flashover. It happens when there is smoke rich with unburned gases and there's a sudden infusion of oxygen. The smoke will flash in a violent manner. The two injured firefighters suffered burns and are being treated at Parkland. Their injuries described as non-life-threatening, so that's good. Eventually, firefighters made their way inside the home and rescued the family's dog. The house, however, is a total loss.
After there was at least one explosion in the house, they went back in for the dog.
Yep.
Have you ever noticed? Anytime, almost invariably, with stories about firefighters who go in and do things, the firefighter's name isn't in there.
Mm-mm.
There was a story last week before of the short, no offense.
Mm-hmm.
The Garland firefighter that was like 5'8", trying to jump into the window. And
that was like 6 feet off the ground.
Yeah. They never mentioned his name.
No. Yeah, the news
he
story
went
made
back
no mention.
Into that house and saved that little girl's life. And nobody thought to ask, what was his name? Anytime there's a police officer that saves somebody's life, his name's almost always in the story. I don't know why firemen get the short end.
I don't know. And maybe it's one of those things
because I saw that story that you read, and I went, I guarantee you, their names aren't in here.
No.
And I was going to email Lieutenant Lavender just to get their names, and I don't have his email address. I checked any possible name I could have put it under in my contacts. It ain't in there.
Every possible one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. It is odd how that works out. I don't know if it's a planned thing with fire departments to do that, because usually in a firefighter story, it's the name of a chief that might be in there or a spokesperson. And you're right. That's usually about it. The rest of the time, it just says firefighters this.
Maybe they don't want to talk to anybody. There's no time for the reporters to talk. But if there's a press release, like I said before, anytime these guys leave the firehouse, it's always code 3. At least give them credit. Especially when your house is burning, you're going, please, please don't let them be asleep in that lazy boy.
I need you here fast.
It's like the listener that emailed me a few weeks ago that said their shop or their house or something was on fire. He goes, man, there's nothing like seeing those flashing lights coming up in the distance.
When you need them most.
And that's when you hear that Rocky theme and the Lone Ranger theme and Batman, all themes combined at once with a cavalry. Somebody sent me an email. I forgot who it was. It might have been you, Dan. Jagger from the Edge then.
Edge?
Edge. His house or apartment. Caught on fire?
Yeah, his new house had some sort. I saw it on. He posted about it on Twitter. There was something with.
Is everybody all right in his family?
Everyone's fine, but it was because he actually had a little video of firefighters cutting away something. I couldn't tell if it was on the side of the house, whatever it was, cutting some wood. And of course, the first thing I thought of was you, Russ, and talking about how the firefighters come out and they just can't help. They got to break something.
The fire is on the other side of the house. Who's got all the training?
Mm-hmm.
We have to chop down this side of the house first and see if there's going to be a backdraft.
Chop it down.
Yeah, yeah, because in Jagger's post on Twitter, it said something about a fire in the outdoor fire pit, and then it jumped somehow into an interior wall fire. I don't know. It's just what was in there. And then he had the video that he had posted along with it of Dallas Fire Rescue up with a chainsaw just cutting away some wood next to an exterior wall.
I don't want to seem ungrateful, but why are you guys cutting my car in half?
That's parked across the street.
Well, we had to get through it.
It's across the street.
Well, but we were coming this way. Alfie, do we have a home phone for Jagger? Alfie.
I may have an old cell phone from back at CBS. I can check real quick.
Let's see if he needs anything. How much of the house got burned up? How much the fire department beat up?
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Okay.
It's just sad. Because obviously, the first thing I thought of was, is everybody okay? And he made sure to mention that. So then you can go to the immediate making fun of stuff.
Well, you hate it. Any time of the year, but you hope they didn't lose a lot of gifts, whatever.
Right. I don't think it was that severe, which is also why I was curious. I was wondering if the firefighters told Jagger why they were cutting up these certain things.
Well, first of all, you got this outside fire pit, and we had to blow the flames really hard to catch the house on fire. So then we would have a reason to chop down this side.
Maybe we need to find something better to do with your time. You seem a little bored.
Well, we don't get calls every day. We're firemen.
Yeah.
You know?
You're trying to make the most of each one?
Well, we're on our lazy boys all the time watching them big screen TVs while the cops are out, air quotes, working. They give us grief for sitting in our lazy boys all day. What do? Sitting in their squad cars all day.
Mm-hmm.
They'll park off in the middle of nowhere. Oh, I'm doing reports. That's what I'm doing. Watching big screen TV and my lazy boy writing reports.
That's right. Writing reports on last week's chili.
Okay.
All right. Sorry.
Working.
I don't think we're doing a whole lot to help the old red and the blue come together. Yeah. You know, they have it's like a really strong sibling rivalry, and all we're doing, we're like the cousin that's just making it worse.
Just fueling it on, man.
You should have heard what he said about you last week.
I'm surprised fire departments haven't called Euless. Hey, we never lost a fire engine.
Damn. Like Euless Fire Department's calling up Euless PD.
Yeah.
All of our stuff's accounted for.
We have never, ever had anybody drive off one of our fire engines. You lost a squad car. And our fire engines don't even have door locks.
Mm-mm. I just think no one's brave enough to try to steal a fire truck because you know you're not getting away in it. Because it's not like you're conspicuous. And chances are you can't drive it.
Yeah, be my luck if I stole one. Be one of those articulating fire trucks where you need a driver in the back.
That's right.
Man, I grabbed the wrong steering wheel. You know how hard it is to push an engine from the backside?
Oh, that'd make for great.
It's like trying
video.
To drive a truck from the trailer.
I'd watch that chase, though. That'd be phenomenal. A new survey asked 12,000 people if they'd be giving gifts to people they don't like.
A freak no.
Well, 35% people said yes.
That's probably going to be employers, upper management.
And family. Because inevitably there's going to be someone in your family you don't like that you have to get something for.
Why? Well, they're going to get me something. Fine, let them feel uncomfortable. They know I don't like them. Well, maybe they're trying to, you know, bond over the holidays. One day is not going to change it. I don't buy gifts for anybody that I don't like. Anytime.
Nor should you. And I applaud that. Most people, however, they always end up getting guilted into it by some other member of the family.
There is no guilt. All my family's tried that. They gave up on that back in the 70s.
Trying to guilt you into doing things?
Well, actually, 80s. When I started making some money in radio.
Right.
Hey, why don't you come out and see us for Christmas? Why don't you go f*** yourself?
All right.
Hey, happy holidays, by the way.
Happy New Year?
You can't even send a Christmas card? Go buy one. I'll send you the money for it.
So you think that's what they were? They just wanted you to come for Christmas so you'd buy them all Christmas presents?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's what it was?
Maybe yes. Are
you sure they didn't just want to just enjoy your company?
Nope. They wanted gifts. So I decided a long time ago, all right, they're going to be disappointed regardless of what happens. If I don't go, they're going to be disappointed. If I do show up, they're not getting gifts. So there's no upside to this.
The upside is for you.
What?
Not having to go at all. Because you wouldn't want to go, period, let alone not go and not bring anything.
I'm still trying to talk myself into putting up a Christmas tree this year. Although nobody will see it but me.
You'll enjoy it. I'm sure the dogs will enjoy pissing on it. Yeah. To them, that's new foliage.
I get to pee on something pretty.
That's right.
Man, I ain't never peed on a 15-foot tree inside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna aim for that dando angel at the very top.
Yeah, for them, it's just further confirmation. The more they potty inside, the more the outside seems to come in. What's the point of doing it out there?
Yeah, I've got the only set of dogs that are actually outside broken.
That is so sad. The average person will buy gifts for three people they don't really like but are obligated to give a present to, and they'll spend an average of $127 on it.
A total piece?
The survey also found most people have forgotten to give someone a gift, and the most common excuse they use is that the post office must have lost a package.
But eventually it's going to end up someplace. It's either going to come back to the sender,
mm-hmm.
or you'll just get it late.
And maybe that's...
It's not like the post office just went, all right, this got lost. Smear the address so we can't send it back.
Yeah. And if you say, oh, you know, okay, I forgot to send you a present, and you call, oh, my God, you didn't get your gift? Oh, I can't believe that. And then a few days goes by, and you say, your gift came back, I'm resending it. So that gives you time to go and actually get them something.
I never thought about going that route. Because if I didn't buy them anything to begin with, I'm not going to think of a follow-up story.
Right.
Hey, I didn't get the gift you sent. I didn't send anything. Aren't we friends? Obviously not. Haven't you always heard of it's the thought that counts? Well, yeah. Okay, then.
Mm. I feel like I've misinterpreted this relationship.
I don't know who I hate worse, my family or strangers.
Ooh, man.
It's a rough call. Okay, I'm done.
All right. Every year, a study comes out that shows how much it would cost you, speaking of buying gifts, to buy all the stuff from the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, f***ing again.
Yes. Oh. It's supposed to be a reflection of how much prices have gone up in a year. And it's just a tiny bump from last year. If you wanted to buy everything from the song this year, it would cost you... How much do you think?
I'd have to... First Day of Christmas is good. I don't even know the song anymore. I hate that song.
I think most people do.
It's just, it's the same thing over and over. Oh, big buildup. Then we got to count back down. You got to, can you give me the list without the numbers?
Oh, no.
It doesn't just have, like, I know there are two turtle doves.
Actually, I do have the, let's see. Yeah, you've got a partridge in a pear tree.
All right, so you got, excuse me, I'll have to write this down.
I understand.
You got the bird and, that pen doesn't work. You got,
here's one.
You got the bird.
Yep.
And what kind of tree?
It's in a pear tree.
Okay, so then you got to buy the tree. Go ahead.
Okay. Two turtle doves.
Got it.
Three French hens.
What is a turtle dove?
Just a dove.
It's kind of a, I guess it's kind of a partridge, I think.
Yeah, but you already got a partridge.
Yeah, but the song's stupid.
Why are they calling it a turtle dove?
I think it's just a certain type.
I mean, you obviously heard it all your life, and you never thought, why are they called turtle doves? Are they flying turtles?
No.
Don't look at me like I'm stupid. Maybe it's the coloring of the...
That would be my assumption.
The plumage.
Yeah, some type of alternate dove.
All right, so I got the bird, three, two doves.
And three French hens. You know, so they're fancy.
Got it.
Four calling birds.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
Why is it we just take these words and everything just for granted? Oh, it's calling bird. What is that? What? I don't know. It's would you rather have a texting bird? All the birds I call, it goes to voicemail. All right, so for $30,000.
You're pretty close.
Seriously.
$27,673, which is up about 1% from last year.
I wonder why they calculate this every year.
They do it as just a lesson to see.
That means, I'll tell you what it means.
Okay.
All the news services, all the show prep services, they've gone brain dead as soon as the Thanksgiving holidays start, and brains don't reengage until after the first of the year.
Yeah, but we haven't even gotten the best of end of year list stuff. Oh. We haven't even gotten into the holiday tipping stuff yet. These are things that happen every year around this time.
Here are the people that you should tip. I pay them every day all year. Why would they need a tip at the end of the year?
Because it's the right thing to do.
Okay, so they broke it down how?
Here's what they did. They only do it, the $27,673, if you want to buy everything from the song once. This says, the song says you have to rebuy everything from all the previous days. I disagree with that. For example, they say on day three, you'd give three French hens, but also two more turtle doves and another partridge in a pear tree. If you do it that way, the cost is actually $116,273.
I got solid money. A bitch wrote this song.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:34, another check on traffic. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Al Picoy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. Only a couple of real accidents out there right now. Let's start off in Dallas. Southbound on the
How many fake ones you got?
Well, there's a bunch of crap going on. There's slowdowns, but there's only a couple of actual accidents that are causing slowdowns. The rest is just, you know, morons.
That the cops are out working.
Exactly.
All right,
let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound on the tollway. Right at Mockingbird, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Northwest Highway. And finally in Dallas, eastbound I-30, just after Beckley, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. That one has backed up back from Hampton Road. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Cloudy and 45 tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy, a high of 63, a slight chance of rain. Right now, 47 degrees, but 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Alfie, were you able to get a hold of Jagger?
I called him, but he didn't answer, and it sounded like he sent me straight to voicemail.
Oh.
He might be napping.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, he may not just be napping. He may actually go to bed around this time. I'm not sure. He gets here at like 2 in the morning, maybe 3.
I don't get it. I don't. When we were off the air, I went, all right, I don't care. Obviously, it's going to be mornings. And I'm not going back on the air on some crap AM station at the right end of the dial.
Mm-hmm. At least not initially.
The day that Patrick Davis passed me a note at a meeting we were having in the conference room, it was after about a year and a half of doing mornings. Interested in moving to afternoon drive. Man, I'll buck F you right now.
I don't think that's what he was looking for when he slipped you that note. I think it was just a genuine question.
I kept that note. Anybody else nipples hard right now?
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a moment. I couldn't believe it at first. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Because I obviously couldn't tell everybody else on the show because it was an entire staff meeting. So I had to wait until the meeting was over. And we actually thought about it for about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Hang on.
And then Dan finally went,
wait!
It's just amazing that out of all the people on this show, none of us are morning people. And we're still able to pull it off for at least a year. That, I think.
We did it.
Well,
we were here for it for the most part.
I've heard the audio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know what happened. We have audio proof. You can even check our building card access things.
If there wasn't anything tangible, I wouldn't have believed it. You did mornings for over a year. I'll bulge.
And the weird thing is, it's not a standard morning person thing. Because, I mean, I get up at like 7 right now. And I don't think that's not super early, but it's not late. But I know it wasn't 3 o'clock in the morning, which is what I was doing when we were doing mornings.
And it's not just getting up early. It's the anxiety going to bed.
Yes.
Am I going to get enough sleep? Am I going to hear the alarm? Am I really going to want to get up? How many times am I going to hit snooze? Okay, the alarm goes off at 3:30. Okay, I've now hit snooze for 2.5 hours. No time for a shower. I know, I would just stay the night before and write as much show prep as I could, because I am not coming in at 3 o'clock in the morning. It ain't happening.
But there were still certain things that, you know, that had to be done before, so it just...
I don't know what it was, and I don't really give a F. It just makes me sad to even think about it.
Yeah, I'm hurting all inside. It hurts.
It upsets me just to know that our show plays in the morning at 11:90.
There, I actually did get a couple of messages from people saying, so I think you did too, Russ. People asking since we were going to be on 1190 in the morning, they said, you're still going to be on in the afternoon in the Eagle? Yeah. And that's about as nice as a way I can describe it, because there were a lot of swear words in my reply.
All right. Hal Jay and Dick Siegel did it for years on WBAP, did mornings and afternoons.
How?
And it wasn't taped.
How?
I don't know. I don't know how you, where you put your life. Because you get off at 10 or whenever they, I think it was 10 or 5 to 9, whatever. Knowing that you got to be back at 3. That noise. I'm really surprised that didn't kill Hal Jay. And I know it was at least 10 years that they did both morning and afternoon. Dick Siegel was in the BAP helicopter.
Maybe he was somehow able to completely adjust. I don't know. Because maybe at some point your body just takes a turn.
And Dick Siegel, because he was his own pilot. So it's not like he could nap in between traffic reports.
See, that right there should be that should be a matter of public concern. Here's a guy that's got up at God knows what time, then he's coming back in the afternoon to fly more heavy machinery that can kill.
I think I'm just going to go up to about 15,000 feet and hover for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, there's one expert, I'm going to use your finger quote, expert, who says, if you don't think you could ever be a morning person, you can, as long as you follow certain simple steps. For example, and we all did this on one level when we were doing mornings, don't keep your alarm next to your bed. Make it to where it's a challenge. You have to physically get out of bed, walk across the room to get at it.
Mm-mm. No.
Because I've done that to where...
It doesn't work. Because I'll just let it keep going off. Then I learn to be able to just zone it out and go back to sleep.
That's
the dangerous part. It's got to be right next to you, regardless of how many times you hit snooze.
And just be completely obnoxious, I guess, in the sound that it makes. But I had it before when I had it next to my head. I would, instead of hitting snooze, I would accidentally turn it off. But I wouldn't even wake up. It was just muscle memory. It would just wake up just enough to reach over, slap it off, and I'm back to sleep in half a second.
That's nature's way of telling you something's f***ed up here.
That's right. The idea, yeah, is to force yourself to get out of bed and do something with it. But yeah, at one point, you gave Chloe that mobile alarm clock.
That he had to chase around the room.
Mm-hmm. So I remember, like, on the last day or whatever we're doing mornings, I kicked that mother...
another way to make yourself a morning person is find a reason to be excited about waking up.
What could there possibly be?
You know, even if it was a job to where I knew we were going to make the same thing every day, I still wouldn't want to do it. I don't know how anybody gets up and has to be bright and cheery, especially on the radio on television. If I was a TV news anchor, you'd see a shirt and a tie and the naked. We want you to stand next. You don't want me to stand anywhere because my dick is out. And I am not getting up to go pee. You guys can clean this up.
I think if I was Tim Ryan on Fox 4 Good Day, that's what I'd do. Because he can get away with it. They've been number one for so long in mornings and TV. I think he could actually get away with that.
Or just pissing all over himself?
Yeah, why not? I mean, yeah, he's got the suit on from the waist up, so you know the appearances are there because he's still a pro. But from the waist down, he's just going.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, Clarice is going to love sitting here at 5 o'clock.
God. Another way to go about it is to brush your teeth immediately. Don't start making coffee or doing anything else.
Brushing. Yeah, certainly no reason to get any stimulants into your system.
They say brushing itself wakes you up, and so does the taste of toothpaste.
I'm so tired. Sometimes in the morning, I forgot to put anything on the brush. Because you just stand there and you're going, this is not as soapy as it normally is. That one time, I didn't use it, but I grabbed the tube of Prep H.
Oh,
geez.
That'd have been fun.
No.
drinking. Oh.
My gums are all tightened. And my teeth look bigger.
Also, drink a glass of water. It's common to be dehydrated, and water sometimes will help wake you up. Number five, break a sweat, which is the one most people can't seem to find time or energy to do, but exercising wakes you up more than a shower does.
I'd be afraid to get on the treadmill halfway asleep. You want to talk about me falling down a lot?
Well, and for you, that's because...
I'd have to dangle myself from cables from the ceiling in case I fell asleep.
That way you don't face plant on your treadmill. Yeah, for you, that makes sense because you have the treadmill in the house, whereas if you hop in the car and yeah, drive to the gym...
That's a lot safer. Oh, man, I sure hope I wake up before I get to the gym. What was I going to say? Sleep that... I do the water thing. And it's not really just the dehydration.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be really cold water.
Right.
That's supposed to help wake you up. So I just normally do it. Diet Dr. Pepper, so I get the caffeine and the really cold. It counts as water.
Okay, sure it does.
The AMA has said it counts.
Okay.
Anything with liquid in it counts as water.
Okay.
Excuse me while I hydrate.
Whiskey. It's not the same.
It is the same.
How is it the same?
As water?
Look at a can of your Diet Dr. Pepper,
mm-hmm.
and look at all the ingredients, and then turn your water bottle around and look at all the ingredients there.
Who cares? Everything's mostly water anyway.
Oh, well, in that case, then you don't have to drink anything. You can just eat steak and chicken, and that's got water in it. You can
it takes
eat
too
vegetables.
Long to do all that. Just that drink, I think, said it. 8 ounce cup of really cold water, that'll get your metabolism going. So no, not only am I doing the Diet Dr. Pepper, it's also cold, and I'm drinking 4 extra ounces.
You're right. That's so much better. You've got it all figured out.
Alfie, what do you got?
I got Whitney Drolin on the hotline for you.
What does she want?
She's calling about mornings.
Didn't she quit Channel 11?
Yes, she did.
Were you tricking me?
No.
You tricked me.
No, she called in. What the? I'm going to get her back.
Do you have her number?
I do.
How do you have her number?
She gave it to me a while back. When she
Did she give it to you, or could you see it through the window?
I might have. I got it.
Don't know.
God, if she'd just move her head for a second, I can see. I knew I should have got a telescope instead of these stupid binoculars. What did she want?
She was saying that all the reasons why we are done with mornings is the same reason why she will never, ever go back to it.
Careful with that.
Yeah. It just – and I didn't have to. I didn't have to go back on the air. I was still going to get paid. I had to get out of a year and a half – yeah, about a year and a half left of my contract with CBS. Because even though we were off, they had to honor the contract. So I was at home making some money figures,
mm-hmm.
doing nothing. But it goes back. I hate to say anything kind about myself, but it's the work ethic. I like to work. And you'll believe me when I say I gave up a lot of money.
Oh, I know you did.
To get out of that contract.
Mm-hmm. Whitney's back on the phone.
Well, good for her. Why'd she hang up? What'd she say?
She said that we just got disconnected.
No, we didn't get disconnected. I didn't even talk to her. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Olin?
How are you?
I am fine. What do you want?
I just called to say hi. I was out running errands. I turned you guys on. You're talking about morning. And I was just going to say, I don't think there's really any job in the world that is worth the toll that it takes on you over a long period of time.
And in your situation, you had to be on camera.
Exactly. And people don't realize, I got up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
God.
I live in Dallas. The studio was in Fort Worth. I'm commuting in the pitch black with nothing but drunks on the road. It's dangerous. You're tired. You have to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed every day. And I did that shift for 5 years straight.
Did you say shift?
Yes. Okay. 5 years of that shift.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did you... What most of the stuff you did was in front of a green screen, right?
Yes.
You could have done that from home.
We actually have offices in Dallas.
Yeah, on 75.
Exactly, and they have a green screen there. And I brought up that, you know, we should be able to do traffic out of the Dallas office, but they did not go for it. They said then there's no synergy with the team not being together.
Did you ever do? Did you ever walk over to the anchor desk and talk to Brendan or whoever?
Adrian.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Synergy. Yeah. Like you need synergy to be able to do traffic.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is that we used to sit at the anchor desk before we do our traffic or weather reports, and then they killed that. They took it out of the show, and they didn't want us to sit at the desk. And we actually got a new manager, and he said less talking. You know, so they didn't really want us to do a lot of chit chat anymore. So
less talking on a TV morning show.
Correct.
What do they want you to?
More news. More news. More breaking news. More.
Are you guys, was it 5 to 7?
No, 4:30 to 7.
Mama. Yeah. I don't know. I've never understood that. Why the extra half hour?
My guess is...
I think it's an easy way to sell advertising.
That's what I was going to say. Sales.
Yeah.
You know, it's really worth nothing overnight. We'll just move the news up a half an hour. And now we can get almost $12 for a spot.
Yeah, and people don't realize, I mean, the toll that it takes on you to be... The people that have been morning anchors for a long time, I mean, it's not good for your health. It's just not a healthy lifestyle. And it's so hard to have a life because you're always tired. There was a couple times I went out to dinner, or one time last year I was at a Christmas party, and I fell asleep at the Christmas party. On the person's couch.
Now,
I
mean, was this Bill Cosby's house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank goodness it wasn't. No. I was unscathed.
The only upside is when the weekend comes, you cherish that.
Oh,
you, that Saturday, you cherish it. And the Sunday you wake up, and then around noon, 1 o'clock, the depression starts to set back in.
Uh-huh. The reality starts to set in Sunday afternoon.
And because of that schedule, you don't get a full two-day weekend like everybody else, because your Friday might be over a little bit sooner. You still got to go to sleep.
Yeah,
and
you
catch up.
And the whole day away.
Yeah.
So what are you doing now that you left CBS 11?
I am not planning on going back to TV news. I love it, and, you know, and I had a great run. I did it for 14 years. But I really like Dallas. I really like living here, and I have a non-compete. So if I want to go to another station, I'd have to sit out for a year, or I'd have to pack.
Signed a year non-compete?
A year. So I can't go to another station, and my only other option is to move, and I don't want to move. I like it here. So I'm probably not going to go back to TV news. I haven't really talked publicly about the details of it, just because you kind of want to go out gracefully and have some tact. But Tracy Cornett, the 4 o'clock anchor, had left, and I was interested in that position, and I was told no, and I wasn't even considered for it. And I realized that 2 a.m., there was no light at the end of the tunnel. I was never going to get off that shift. They wouldn't even consider me to anchor the four, and so I just didn't want to do it for the rest of my life.
You know, and, you know, Dan actually brought that up because I said, well, she obviously just found a sugar daddy. She doesn't have to work anymore. Dan said, I'll bet she wanted an anchor position. They turned her down, so she said, screw it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And it wasn't so much, you know, well, you won't make me an anchor. I mean, I can be patient if they didn't want to do it now, but the fact of the matter was they told me, no, you're too valuable in morning, which basically means you're not getting off this 2 a.m. shift anytime soon.
Even though when either Brendan or Adrian, the anchors in the morning show, would take off, you would anchor.
Correct.
So it's not like they didn't have any tape and thought, well she clearly
can't. But they're right. She was too valuable in the mornings. Who did they promote all the time? If you saw Brendan or Adrian in a Whitney Droland promo. It was just because I accidentally walked in the background. All of it was promoting.
I know, you think all those coffee mugs would equate to a promotion at some point, but I mean, they just didn't really want to lose me off of what I was doing. And that's,
so they lost you altogether. Why not go ahead? It's like, all right, I'm going to quit unless you give me the anchor thing. So either you lose me in the mornings to afternoon drive, or you lose me altogether.
And it wasn't like I pulled a bait and switch. I told them from the day that I got there that I wanted to anchor, and that's why they made me the fill-in anchor. When I came in audition, I actually did an anchor audition instead of a traffic audition because they'd already seen my traffic stuff. So it wasn't like I signed a contract for traffic and then pulled a bait and switch and said, no, I want to be an anchor now, because that would have made me the jerk. But they knew from up front that was my long-term goal, and that's what I wanted to do, and that's what I had done in the past.
So you're not working. You're not working at all now.
No, I am, but I'm not working in TV news.
What are you doing?
And I miss it. I mean, I loved it.
Yeah,
I loved it.
But yeah, I miss
it. Who wants to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning for the rest of their life?
Nobody. That's retarded. What are you doing now?
Yeah, I'm too old for that now.
What are you doing now?
I am in an entirely different industry.
Well, you have to be because of the no compete. What are you doing?
Exactly. Do you have any guesses?
PR.
No, but I did think about that.
Main stage at Jaguars?
Russ.
No.
What else could you do? Modeling?
Oh, I wish. No, thank you.
Well, why do you seem surprised about modeling?
Well, I don't think that I could model, but thank you. We'll take that as a compliment.
Sales.
Are you in
sales? Yes.
I got medical sales.
Yes.
Are you pushing equipment or pills?
Pills and injectables.
Injectables?
And pills.
Is this something like testosterone or whatever?
No, it's for diabetes.
Oh. How did you get into that?
I have a friend that I knew from California that actually just moved out here about a year ago to marry a girl. We ran into each other not too long ago, and he worked for that company, and kind of got my wheels turning, and through a very, very, very extensive interview process, and I mean, drug tests where they cut off a chunk of my hair, and I mean, very, very intense interview process to get these jobs. I got the job, and that's what I'm doing. And I mean, I have 2 weeks off paid for Christmas. I've never had Christmas off ever in the 14 years I was in TV news.
What is it, Dan?
I was thinking, are you sure that was just a regular drug test, or wasn't Alfie with a pair of scissors?
Yeah, they told me that I had to have this drug test, which I understand. I mean, you're working with drugs and want to make sure you don't do drugs. So they said it was going to be a hair test, and I pictured it as I would go in and they would, like, take tweezers and, you know, pluck a hair off the top of my head.
That's
they
really
took
all
scissors,
that...
and no. They cut a huge chunk out.
I think someone's in a lab somewhere sniffing.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, oh, I'm rolling with Roland.
I'm going to have to call her back and tell her we needed another drug test until I get all this hair on the mannequin. Well, if you get bored, you're certainly welcome to come up and read news for us one day.
Yeah, I would love that.
You're not getting paid, so it's not you're not violating your contract.
Exactly. I'm not violating my non-compete as long as I'm not getting paid.
Why would you sign anything with a one-year non-compete?
Because I had an agent, and they even had fought that and said, 1 year, isn't it 6 months standard? And they told me that they kept saying, nope, 1 year, 1 year. So
maybe for television it's different. It's 6 months for radio, and I told them to get, you're not keeping, no, I'm right. Not setting off the air unless you're going to pay me 6 months.
I do think it's interesting that this is a right-to-work state and that you can enforce a non-compete here. I do find that interesting.
I don't know how many times it's been challenged. Just most stations don't want to get in the middle of it. Say you wanted to go over to Channel 5 and they offered you an anchor position. They don't want to. They know they're going to have to go to court and they'll probably win. But nobody just wants to get in the center of all of that.
Yeah, I guess nobody wants to mess with it. I know is that I've gotten more rest in the last month than I have in the last 14 years. So.
Did you get married?
No.
Who are you dating?
Same guy.
Has he proposed yet?
No.
Let it go.
When do you cut it off? How long is too long?
How long you been together?
A year and a half.
Are you living together?
No.
Ooh.
He wants no commitment whatsoever. That way he can do whatever he wants and you can't really catch him.
I don't know about that.
Let it go. Date an older guy making a lot of money.
He's older than me.
He ain't older than me.
How old are you?
Oh. How old is he?
He's 41.
Yeah, I got him beat. By a lot. What does he do?
He's in finance.
Hmm. What does he make?
I have not asked him that. Guess. That's none of my business.
You think six figures?
Yeah, I think so.
That's cute.
Jesus.
I tell you
but
what.
I don't know. That's none of my business. I mean, we're not married, so that's
You won't personal. Be. He has no interest. It's going nowhere. I tell you what. I'll send you a picture of my house. You decide if you want to date or not.
Russ.
So you're saying that I'm going to date you based on your house?
I don't want you thinking I'm lying about having cash.
Oh, I'm sure you have cash. I mean,
What do you think?
I'm sure being a DJ on the Eagle for the drive home pays very well.
How much do you think my house is worth?
Russ, why?
Just guess.
See, she is not this type
of
girl.
Shut up. I want to see how far she misses.
All right. It's in Collin County, right? Where do you live?
Yeah, Collin County.
You're in Frisco, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much do I think you pay for it, or how much do I think it's worth?
All right, how much I pay for it?
I bet you paid, well, I've never seen it, so how can I even guess?
10,000 square feet.
In Frisco, I don't know, you probably paid $700,000, probably worth $1 million now.
Man, he wishes.
All right, you're only going to be able to hear this. I'm going to turn my mic off. You'll still be able to hear me. Okay?
Okay. That's how much it's worth?
That's what I paid for it.
Oh, that's what you paid for it?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You must have, like, a lot of, like, great things for your dogs to play with. Like,
yeah, you want to have, like, now, don't you?
Yeah.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
Alfie.
Yo.
How long is your traffic?
It's kind of short right now.
Okay. Because I got an email from a chick who gets really wet if I use the Dallas theme traffic bed.
Mm-hmm.
If you hit it all the way up to the end.
Oh, ooh, I don't know if I'll be able to do it.
I got a short. It's, you can do it.
All right.
Okay. I'll stretch as much as I can.
Cool.
508, this is KEGM, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic is brought to you by Whataburger. Whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound I-35 right at Inwood Road. Got a car fire that has been cleared out. Traffic is backed up back into 35-183 split. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-30 right at Haskell. Got a stalled vehicle. It's blocking the left lane. That one has traffic backed up back from Fort Worth Avenue. About a 15-minute delay through it. And finally, in Fort Worth, westbound I-20 just before Granbury Road. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Crowley Road. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Hack.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Cloudy tonight, a low of 45. Tomorrow, cloudy still. A slight chance of rain with a high of 63. Right now, it's 47. The 97 won to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
It's just so odd after year that we had Whitney Drolin on.
Oh, that's it's got to be longer than that.
I don't know.
I want to say more like 2 years.
We were on in the after. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no recollection of time. I wonder if they let her keep all her Rolling with Drolin mugs. Because, you know, they had an ass load of those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and actually, I think they had just come out with the new camo style.
camo.
Mm-hmm. They had the camouflage rolling with drone mugs.
So like just a military.
I think it was in time for hunting season or something.
In case you don't want the animals to see you enjoying coffee. I don't get.
Either that or you use it when you're playing Big Buck Hunter.
Why they would let her go of, you're too important to the morning show. All right, well, here are your options. I quit and you lose me, or at least I add some value to the afternoon news.
And you can still have Rolling with Drolin'. It doesn't have to be traffic specific.
And why they wouldn't let her do the traffic reports from the Dallas studios. I think they're at Spring Valley and 75, something like that.
Yeah. You're right, especially after she said they got a new person that said, all right, we're going to quit with the chit-chat, so you stay in front of your green screen for traffic, you anchor stay there. At that point, there's no reason to have them even in the same room, so just make it convenient.
Alfie, line one?
Yes.
Yes, Robert?
If, as Ms. Drolin alluded to, it takes a toll on one's psyche doing mornings for that long, makes you wonder if that's what caused Mr. Higgins to get drunk and wig the F out in Colorado earlier this year.
Yeah, because you're gonna be on vacation.
Oh God, yes.
And you're gonna go, I don't have to get up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't have to go anyplace. I don't have to do anything. All I'm gonna do is drink at this high atmosphere, your exactly. elevation, and just lose it.
And lose it so.
Now he doesn't have to worry about getting up early, so.
Well, yeah. And he lost it so much that he was going after the cops.
Do you know who I am? Wrong city, slick.
Yeah. But we really don't.
I've been dealing Dash Forward. Why? I got dick bugs. You guys better let me go. I don't know Whitney Drolin.
Oh, Whitney Drolin, we know. Oh, yeah, we know her. We have her mugs in the car.
Yeah. She visited all the police and fire stations here in, where was he, Denver?
I was like Aspen.
All right, he was in Colorado.
Yeah.
I can tell Whitney, you better let me go. I am Bryn Jigabugs.
We'll let you go if you can guarantee that Whitney will come bail you out. And that she brings us more mugs.
No, I tried hitting on her a long time ago. Even the male weather guy turned me down.
Screech. The Jeff Jameson?
No, I don't know who does mornings in CBS 11. The Screech is on 5. Didn't he?
I think he's on 11.
Who's the Larry Mowry?
He's on 11, but he's on 11 at night.
Okay, well, I think Screech is on sometimes with Larry.
Okay.
Yeah, it's some good-looking dude in the morning.
If Whitney ever heard from Brendan Higgins, he just vanished.
That's the way it happens in radio and TV. Once you're bounced, it's like you not only no longer exist, but you never existed. They try to erase you. Because that's how you always know if someone is... gone is you can go to that station's website and see they're not there.
Just guilty of public intox. He wasn't driving. He wasn't really being a threat to anybody. He wasn't threatening until somebody confronted him.
Well, yeah, and he was threatening towards police officers. I think at one point, I don't know if he had, trying to kick at them he tried to bite them. He's like, I'm gonna bite you or whatever it was.
I'm gonna bite you and you're gonna have the dick bugs. And they don't go away. Are they going to remission? They're going to hide in your butt. But you got to get rid of them. Alfie, did you talk to Whitney after I had to break?
I did. I told her she's welcome anytime to call, text, email, whatever.
Did you tell her why I had to cut her off?
Because it was funny.
I was 5 minutes late.
Oh, no.
Well, hang on a second, Alfie. When you told her that she can call, text, email anytime, you meant to the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the way it sounded.
You made it sound like as if like she can call, text, or email you anytime.
Well, all of us. She has all of our contact info.
All of the guests have to go through me, Alfie Coy.
Yes.
And you also have to just to make sure that Russ is happy with it. He needs to see what you're going to look like the day before, so we'll need to take some lingerie photos.
And that's how Alfie works.
So if you really want to come on the show, I'll meet you at my my apartment tomorrow about 3 o'clock. Oh, no, I'm working then. About 8:30. Mm.
If not, I'll get the photos anyway.
Yeah, it's up to you. It's either with nice lighting or through a window screen.
And maybe that's Alfie's end. She did say that, you know, she alluded to the fact that being a model would be a cool thing, although she didn't think she's worthy of it.
She seemed surprised. I don't know why.
That was kind of a load to me. For somebody that's been named one of the 10 most beautiful women in Dallas-Fort Worth, I don't believe that. She knows she's hot.
Maybe she doesn't. I don't know. All I know is she's got a self-esteem problem if she's been dating a guy for a year and a half and he hasn't even asked her to move in. What a load.
That's... As much as I would love to be your counterpoint on this one... Man, that's an issue. I'm sorry, Whitney. I'm sorry, but
I don't know what this guy looks like. Didn't we pull him up one time?
We saw a photo of her with a guy, but we weren't sure if that was the guy. I mean, let me look real quick.
It's not really that important. I don't care how attractive a male you are. You get somebody like Whitney Drolin, you get a prenup, you marry that thing.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you're so romantic.
What?
Get a prenup and marry that thing.
Well, she doesn't have a job right now. I'm not going to get married without a prenup.
Okay, fine, but leave that part out of it. This is your opportunity, Russ, to really kind of swoop in with the romance.
Dan, I don't think she's attracted to me because it doesn't seem to matter how much money I have. Oh, you got a blah, blah, blah house. Well, she almost blew snot out of my ass.
Well, she's not going to find you attractive with that attitude.
I just wanted her to know she was dealing with a big shot.
You're a baller.
I don't know what that means, but if that's the compliment.
It's
good. A compliment. Yeah, shot caller.
Damn, man. Yeah.
That I'm a baller?
Yes.
Yes.
And a shot caller.
Yeah.
20-inch your hips.
What about my hips?
Now we're just doing a song.
Oh.
On the Impala.
I got a on an Impala.
No, you're fine.
On the way tonight.
Obviously, I'm not her type. I'm too... Obviously, she didn't think I was a lot older than her boyfriend. She's seen me before.
Mm-hmm. What?
She left a birthday greeting that was a couple of years ago. I think when I turned 53.
Uh-huh.
She knew how old I was. A bitch wants something.
Why do you do that? Why do you have to assume that she wants something?
Because she wants something.
What do you think she wants right now? All she was doing was calling and relating to the having to wake up early in the morning thing.
Mm-hmm. I think...
Russell Martin. This is Whitney Drolin from CBS 11 News, calling to wish you the happiest of birthdays, even though you called me fat and ugly.
You are.
Because I wouldn't go out with you. I'm really sorry that you got so butthurt, but seriously, thank you so much for all that you do for DFW firefighters and police officers and their families that have fallen in the line of duty.
That sounded heartfelt. And the police and the families and what they do.
Russ, even though you're fat and ugly, I hope that you have a really happy 53rd birthday, and don't worry, you won't look a day over 60.
Ha ha, you're out of work. Blow me.
She's out of work by her own choosing.
That's what she says.
Well, yeah.
I do think Dan's right, though. I think she was just enjoying the show and called in as a listener.
On the hotline.
Yes, because she happens to have it.
And it's clearly still a fresh wound for her as far as sacrificing part of your life to wake up at that time. Because those that have done it...
Why would you need to get up at 2 to do traffic?
Because she's female.
Hair and makeup.
Yup.
I'll bet without any makeup, she is still very screwable.
See, that's better. Stay with that.
Okay? Without any prep whatsoever, I bet I still would raw dog that bitch flat.
Okay, I think that's a little far. Let's I don't pull know back
what,
a little bit.
I don't know what the middle is. Because to me, if I screw you without a condom, Raw dog, that's a compliment.
Oh, Jesus. Okay,
I view you as pristine and clean.
Okay, stop. let's stop.
I'm going to check your clam.
No, please stop. I'm trying. Help me help you.
And if the green light is on.
Oh, okay, you're not going to stop.
The snatch is clean. Yeah, I bet she leaves him now. See, yeah, I don't know her off the air. Any interaction I've had is on the air or on the phone. So I really don't know what she's like in person. She sounds, for somebody that's that stunning, she sounds sort of normalized. You know, when I said, what about modeling? She went, yeah, as if.
Right.
That would be a response if somebody asked me, hey, why don't you do modeling? For what?
Usually that would
Cabela's?
Be.
Cabela's?
Yeah, if someone said, Russ, why not try modeling? That would immediately be followed by, F you, Dan.
But she really sounded surprised, taken aback.
Mm, genuine.
Though she may not have an ego. I'd love to bust all over those
Again, two steps back.
Over. All right, I'd like to bust on one of those
One more step.
Man, I like to shoot all over one of her nipples.
What? How do you do this? I say back, and you just lunge forward.
Well, yeah.
Instead of back, you just take two steps sideways, like over here.
I'd adorn that chick with all types of jewelry. I'd give her a Rhea Perlman necklace.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds nasty.
Pearl necklace combined with Carla from Cheers. Man, you got issues.
It's going to be really an angry necklace.
Yeah.
Okay. A year and a half, hasn't proposed. Let it go. What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry, but that is pretty surprising. Because after a year and a half and you're not living together, because most women, I would say at the 1 year mark, would be like, okay, yeah. Where's this going? It's been a year. We're not living together. I don't know if they've discussed it at all, but at a year and a half?
There is. I wouldn't do it, but after a month of dating, for the most part, I've already figured out, after a couple of dates, just talking to a chick, if the conversation goes well, first of all, you can tell if they're feigning an attitude.
Right.
Faking it.
Yeah.
You can tell. If I've asked you out, I already think I can get along with you. After a month, because in the beginning of a relationship, you see each other a lot if both of you are really into it. So after 6 months, I would consider moving in. A year, definitely. A year and a half? Bitch, cut bait. Let it go. He's never going to propose. You need a fella to treat you right.
And that's you, right?
First of all, I would adorn her with all that fabulous jewelry.
Yeah, just stop where they were just jewelry. Just
well, I'm very... I like to try new things in bed.
What?
Give her a Pompeii donkey punch.
Oh, my God. What is that?
I don't know, but I'm going to try it.
Something you read about online?
Obviously, they were big into donkey punches in Pompeii.
I guess. And of all the things that survived...
If she likes accents, I can do accents. May Whitney to run in. I would take you to the bedroom, which is lined with petals from roses.
Okay.
Or bicycle petals. Whatever is handy at the time.
Stay with the rose petals.
And then we will make mad passionate love, for I will actually use your name because I will write it on a card.
So close.
I will write it on your forehead so I don't forget.
Oh, God.
And then we will wrap things up with a nice pie of cream.
I try so hard.
And then you can sit there and enjoy my juices.
Your what?
My jutsus.
Jutsus? I can't even.
It's a combination of.
Stop it.
Jizz and juice. Sounds like something you'd order someplace.
Hey, man, give me a jizz and juice.
Oh, sip it on.
Oh, laid back. Back.
Did I miss another one?
Yeah, but it was good.
I don't like not getting jokes here. The show sucks. I would treat her like a queen. Until I thought I was being taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you meet somebody and seems like she's got a strong work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in television, what'd she say, 17 years?
14.
14. She likes to work. You get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you've got a strong work ethic. Even though, regardless of what she says, she knows she could model. But she wanted to get up, do television, aspired to be an anchor. And for whatever reason, they decide, no, that's not going to work out. We need you in the mornings, especially now that you know Dick Bugs is wigged out in Aspen.
And we even said at that time, when they let Brendan go. see what you do.
I've done nothing. Uh-huh. Chloe's the one that came up with the term.
Whatever, you're the one that has rebranded Brendan Higgins.
Yeah, the Dick Bugs.
They had a perfect opportunity to move Whitney onto the anchor desk in the morning, along with Adrian Bankert, to have a very attractive morning show, which would be an alternative to anything else the market had, because everything else in the morning is some chipper dude. And then you already had Tammy Dombeck in the afternoons doing traffic. She could just slide into Whitney's spot in the morning doing traffic. Boom. Done. Hand me my Emmy.
And then at the end of the newscast every day, they all kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Or trib.
Damn.
Let's do three-way scissors.
Oh, my God.
Number one.
Beat that, Tim Ryan.
Go the Fox Network news angle, or the cable Fox, whatever they call it. Because even Dan brought this up before. She fits their template.
Oh, yeah.
If they were to go, okay, what template do they want? Would it look like this picture of Whitney Drolin? Yeah, that's exactly what we want on Fox News.
Mm-hmm. Think of all the main female anchors on Fox News. Mm-hmm. You know what they look like.
You wear a short skirt, and you keep that lower area unkempt.
Okay.
I want it to look like Larry Fine.
Oh, Jesus.
Is she wearing a vaginal fright wig?
Mm.
I wonder if she's still listening. Are you listening, my Whitney? I would not let a year and a half go by and not propose to you or have you move into my home. As small and nasty as it probably is, the man that you see.
Oh.
I would bring you gifts every night. We would do the different things in bed, like the Eddie Bauer golden shower.
What? What is that with, like, tan trim?
I piss on you out of my Ford.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:37, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Geico. A couple of incidents out there right now. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, westbound I-20 just before Granbury Road. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to 35W. And in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Haskell Avenue. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic is backed up back from Fort Worth Avenue. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by REI. Cloudy tonight, 45 for a low. Tomorrow, cloudy still. A slight chance for rain with a high of 63. Right now, it's still 47 degrees at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I, in real life, I couldn't do it. I couldn't date somebody that, was that hot to that level of Whitney Droland, because it's so far out of my realm, reach, whatever. I'd be constantly paranoid. Well, obviously, she's going to meet somebody better looking than me today. She'd meet them at the bus station. And you never feel really secure about the relationship. And she could be, you know, it's reassuring every day. Do you love me? I always love you. Text, call, all day, whatever. Where most guys would finally go, enough.
Yeah.
I would still be paranoid. If you got somebody that is just, you look at them and go, oh. It's just that she walks into a room. It's that quick gasp of air, which means, first of all, we need to be soulmates. And also, I want to f*** you hard.
See, you are so close.
I'm not close to anything.
I'm saying you were close to being sweet and romantic.
Sweet and romantic, but it's not going to get me anywhere with her. She's dating this guy that obviously she's buying his story of, oh, we've been dating for a year and a half and it's going someplace. It's not going anywhere. Guy's using you. You're not even living together. She didn't even throw out that he had even brought it up.
Right. Yeah, because you would think if she was going to, you know, defend the relationship and defend him, that she would have said, oh, actually, we've talked about it recently and blah, blah, blah. Or even she could have said, well, we didn't take that step as far as thinking about moving in together or anything just because I was having to wake up at 2 a.m. with work and it just didn't work out that way.
Alfie, this link you just sent me, you think that's her boyfriend?
I believe that's the other man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's in good shape.
I see.
Let me see. Before I let you see.
Okay.
He kind of looks like Joey from Friends.
Okay.
I don't know the character, the guy's name.
Matt LeBlanc.
Okay. Hey, you come over and look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He sort of looks Italian.
Yeah, but you're right. He's got that well-dressed, decent-looking guy. He's in good shape. Yeah, you're right.
Hope that picture was taken before Labor Day. He's wearing white pants. How gauche.
See,
you would never see me do that.
White pants.
I would never see Russ in white pants.
I'm wearing white pants.
Time of year,
especially if it's a first date, wearing white pants. You know that my stuff's going to show through. What is that? It's something pre. I'd really not like to talk about it.
Oh no.
Just take it as a compliment. You'll give me the dong dribbles.
Ew.
Eh? Eh? Huh? Kind of gyrate your hip towards it. Huh? Huh? I forgot where I was going with this.
You, no white pants. She's attractive. You'd be worried.
He's a good-looking guy, but it's like she can have any guy. Why not find some guy that's going to appreciate you for you, not just your beauty? It's a good-looking guy. All he's looking for is a hot chick, which is what I'm looking for.
I was going to say, how does that separate the two of you then?
It doesn't. He can just get them.
So it's unfair.
He doesn't appreciate what he has. Let a relationship go on that line. You know what, Whitney? Do whatever you want.
But?
There is no but.
Yes,
do whatever you want. You have to. You're still young enough to make several mistakes. You're making one now, and there's no way that you can't teach somebody about relationships. You have to go through a few bad ones, and finally you get to the good one, where a guy is in his mid-50s with an ass load of money that will treat you right and give you all that liquid jewelry.
Ugh.
Yes, Joshua? Hey! What do you want?
He was saying that why do you think that they have to be living together because they've been dating a year and a half?
Because they should be, and there's no other way for me to get into her pants. Mm-hmm. I have to break them up first. After a year, there really needs to be a sign. It's going someplace. And it needs to be an agreement on both sides. You can't have the chick force the guy. Hey, it's been a year. I need to know where this is going.
Which is usually how stuff like that gets pushed along. Is it usually the woman saying it's been a year or it's been insert whatever time period that she thinks it's time for. And that's how it usually happens.
And I would bet she probably has friends that have told her the same thing because even she asked, what do you think is too long?
Right. Because damn it, you're right. She's asked all of her friends then that have brought up the same thing saying, well, how long do you think it's supposed to be? Which is odd because I would think that she would have an idea of that already. Unless she's just been so focused on work, she hasn't had many relationships.
I don't know. I just know, even though I have absolutely nothing to gain from this, I know she deserves better.
Nothing to gain?
I have nothing to gain.
Okay.
I'm not her type. I'm too old. Oh, sure, I could take her out to nice places and swing around my ARP card.
You don't let her see the ARP card.
I think I do. That way she knows that I'm committed to this relationship because I'm not going to be around much longer.
No, so what you do is you find a way to convince her that the ARP card is really just an offshoot of like a American Express black card. It's really,
how would they
really
get an
prestigious.
Amex? And why would they differentiate?
They differentiate.
They give certain Amex cards to certain people?
Yes, but they break it up. They break it up.
Hey, man, what's my credit limit? $12.
They break it up depending on income and how and your spending and your credit spending.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize that they had different categories for an Amex card.
There are a couple.
Okay. Wonder how often he lets her stay over.
Yeah. My guess is whenever it's convenient.
Yeah. Because that's a perfect relationship, especially when she was doing mornings on CBS 11.
Oh, for him, absolutely.
I can go out every night. I can anybody I want. We don't live together. Our hours don't sync up. It's a perfect scenario.
Yeah, it's a free-for-all during the week, and then on the weekend, oh, yeah, hey, come on over. Yeah, I bet even right now, I bet it would be difficult if she decided spontaneously, say tonight, hey, whatever his name is, I bought a bottle of wine, and I wanted to come over, and we'll hang out, watch a movie, whatever.
Yeah, this evening is she's no good.
What do you mean it's no good? I made us this nice charcuterie board. And I wanted to bring it over with a bottle of wine.
What is that? Is that a board that you crapped on?
No, it's like the ones with little meats and cheeses and
what do
nuts.
You call this thing?
Charcuterie.
Yes, I don't believe I would eat that.
But it's really nice. It's romantic. There's cheese. There's crackers.
I have the other plans for this evening.
Really? What are you doing?
I'm shaving on my back.
But I thought I could help you with that. I'll help you with that.
I don't want you to see my furry back.
Well, I've helped you with it before.
I'm Italian, so I'm extremely hairy. I live next door to the Hendersons.
I really would like to know what type of guy keeps her interest, because any survey, any place, any matchmaking service, top of the list. What are you looking for in a guy?
Sense of humor.
That's it. But then they date some Italian model with his hair slicked back.
Oh, but he is so funny. He makes me laugh. Mostly because I ask him to do arithmetic and he can't.
I cannot do the arithmetic.
What is 4 times 2?
It's none of your business.
Have sex with me.
Shoot between my cans.
I cannot do that. I know how many cans you have. Yeah, there too. And then Grande.
I bet she also screws it up and shaves her nethers.
Oh, I don't know.
What? You look disgusted.
I just hadn't thought about it.
I'm thinking she's got a nice landing strip.
And I'm not really talking about really somebody with, you know, looks like Larry Fiennes between their legs. Although with Whitney, I think I would accept that.
Yeah. That'd be all right.
Drop those panties and you hear calling Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard. Drop those pantaloons. It sounds like a big bag of leaves opening up.
Yeah. Well, the guy's in finance. Actually, he can probably do plenty of math.
I know how many guys I have to send in a car to knock off a one guy.
Fair enough.
Your bush is so sweet. It looks like President Martin Van Buren. Or somebody with hair.
James K. Polk.
What, did Polk have a big bush?
Yeah, I think he even had like a ponytail on the back.
Van Buren had big, big white hair on the sides.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay, I know you're talking about. But he was kind of domish in the middle, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I want that chick with so much a bush that she can actually get some wax and turn it into a handlebar mustache. So I can just grab onto it and pretend like I'm a banging a Ducati.
It's a good show, isn't it?
I love it. It really makes my afternoons fly by.
You know she's got to sit in the car to see where this is going to go.
Yeah.
I also think she's going to end up having a conversation with
I don't think she is, because if she hasn't listened to any of her friends, and you know they've said, hey, year and a half, he's made no mention of living together. That makes no mention of the future. She's probably heard it from all her friends. If it come from me, it's not going to make any difference.
Maybe she hasn't heard it come from guys, though. Because I mean,
she hears it from guys all the time, because guys obviously have an ulterior motive. The friends are just saying, girl, I know if it was me, he'd be already gone. He'd have curb marks all over his head. So what do you think, a landing strip?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
How could you not?
Easy. I don't.
Do you like the landing strips?
Sure.
Do you like them totally void of follicles?
No.
What do you got? Aha, you thought I was going to ask about your wife.
I don't exactly make the leaf noise.
I bet you do. Woof. I wonder why she hasn't called back.
Maybe he'll stop.
Oh, God, no. Don't do that, Whitney.
Yeah, if she calls back, I'll stop.
No.
I have no interest in you whatsoever.
All right, then I guess I'm done. Now, rub the phone against that big Larry Fine of yours.
Oh, God. Russell.
All right. Another day of Dan being a blocker.
You blocked yourself an hour ago.
I think women like men who are straightforward.
Well, I think
at a certain age, they get tired of the games and they want somebody that is as they're presented. You don't want some, oh, this is going to be great. Look at this fantastic product. And you get it home and it's useless. or it's not exactly what they advertised.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You go out with me, you already got, you know where this is going.
Yeah, but you didn't tell her those things. You told her how expensive your house is.
Well, she needs to know that I'm just not some run of the muck schmo.
Man, that was really close. I felt like that could go either way.
Oh, I'm sure a DJ on the Eagle makes a lot of money. No.
No. But you.
And you know, she was even building that number up when she guessed about my house. Yeah, I bet you paid this and it's worth this much now. Baby, I don't know what that guy's done to you, but you got to get away from him. He's totally skewed your perspective.
Yeah, but honestly, if you had bought a house at that price when you know a few years ago, and then it went up to the amount that you said it would be worth now, that's a good deal.
It is, but when I bought it, then we went through that recession, so it dropped a couple of moves.
Yeah, yeah,
and now it's back up to a little over what I paid for it.
You just gotta
sell it.
Yeah, he's got to find someone who wants to pay what you paid for it.
Well, they'll be an idiot. I mean, there'll be somebody that understands property values. Well,
yeah, absolutely. It'll happen.
I'm not worried about it.
I know you're not. Especially now that we're in the winter time and you don't have to worry about mowing every weekend. You can just let that grass go.
Oh, I still have the landscaping, guys. I'm making them do the trees now.
The trees that fall over?
No.
The ones that are left. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, there's nothing for us to mow. Yep. Nothing. The hedges stopped growing. That's right. What is it do you think would need to be done now? Oh, senor, not the trees. Yes, the trees. Trim them back to where I can see the entire house. Those trees are probably 30, 40 years old. Exactly. I'm sick of them. They're old. Trim them back.
You want to take them back to their teen years?
I'm tired of the front of my house looking like Whitney Droland's bush. Oh, no time for news now.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by GEICO. Not a whole lot going on right now in terms of real accidents. We'll start off in Dallas. Southbound I-35 right at Colorado Boulevard. Got an accident there. It's blocking the left lane. This involves a tanker truck and another vehicle. It's probably going to be out there for a while. Right now, traffic is backed up back into 35-183 split. This same accident is causing a delay on eastbound I-30 back to Fort Worth Avenue. And in Little Elm, Highway 380 right at FM 423, that's G Road. There's an accident there involving five vehicles. That has traffic on 380 backed up in both directions. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win. A pair of Win 'em Before You Can Buy 'em tickets to go see Bush at the Southside Ballroom on March 11th. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by REI. Cloudy and 45 tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy and 63. Slight chance of rain. Right now, 47. A 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I can't remember. Didn't I cut? I can't remember if it was Whitney Droland or Tara from Paws in the City. Either recorded audio asking one of them out, or it was a hypnosis tape.
That was Tara.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything for Whitney Droland?
I don't believe so.
Mm-mm. That's too bad. Let's see what's on my flash drive. No, just promos for Whitney Droland. See what these are.
Tomorrow morning on CBS 11, it's Whitney Droland. We sure as shit didn't hire her because she's smart.
Tomorrow morning on CBS, Whitney Drolin. That's tomorrow on CBS 11.
Ew. This is still nasty.
Why?
It really.
Well, that's my favorite one now.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning on CBS, Whitney Drolin. That's tomorrow on CBS 11. Tomorrow morning on CBS, Whitney Drolin.
Yeah, that's the same one, just a longer version. Droopy Dog, James Brown with Whitney Drolin. Pick one.
You got to play both, man.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning on CBS 11, James Brown does traffic with Whitney Drolin.
And take a look at that backup that we were seeing in that westbound direction.
I'm looking great.
Tomorrow morning on CBS 11.
God.
Like James Brown is just over there on the desk somewhere.
Living a lie, Lenny. That's the biggest dinner I ever seen in my life. I'm getting about traffic.
What'd you say, James?
That's the biggest dinner I ever seen in my life.
Yeah, we can't tell what he's saying.
That ain't no different. Mm-hmm. I ain't sitting over here playing myself underneath the desk. Trying to keep getting dick blows from Brennan Higgins. Luckily, he ain't here no more because he wigged out in Aspen. Probably went to a higher altitude trying to kill some of them dick bugs.
And she still hadn't called back, Alfie?
No, she is not.
I can't. I don't worry. I'm not chasing a chick this hard. Jesus. Go ahead.
Zamir Bejic was a teenager when he and his family fled Bosnia in the aftermath of a bloody civil war. In America, he found work, friends, and love before a pack of teenagers beat him to death with hammers on a city street in St. Louis early on Sunday. The horrific attack occurred in southwest St. Louis, 20 miles from Ferguson. Police have said the murder does not appear to be racially motivated and have arrested three teens and were looking for one or possibly two more. The married immigrant was driving his car when the teens approached at a traffic light and began striking it with hammers, prompting him to get out and confront them.
No.
That's kind of mistake number one.
I read this story a couple of days ago. Was this a black on white thing?
Yes.
The kids with the hammers?
Yeah.
Were black?
Yes.
Okay.
But the police are saying it's not related to Ferguson or anything.
And they know that how?
Maybe they've asked the kids. Hey.
The guys with the hammers?
Yeah.
Why did you do this? Was this racially motivated? No. All right. Got that out the way.
On Monday evening, Robert Mitchell, who is 17, was charged as an adult with first-degree murder and armed criminal action in the death. Mitchell turned himself in late Sunday after 15- and 16-year-old suspects were taken into custody. And again, despite the proximity to the racially charged Ferguson incident, police insist there is no parallel.
Are they being charged as adults? Hang on a second. There's a story on Channel 5 about the Cowboys.
Acre Development will serve as Cowboys headquarters beginning in 2016. NBC 5 is helping out with a big...
Shut up. 2016.
Yeah, 2016. It's going to be exciting.
The magnitude of that build, that is not going to be ready in a couple of years.
I bet it will. Jerry has a way to be convincing. Mm-hmm.
I drive by it once a week because it's not that far from the house.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that, Whitney? And they're still moving around rocks. Rocks.
They've got 2 years to do it.
Maybe it moves faster after they move around the rocks for a while.
Dan's right. They have retailers out there. They're going to be building space, too, so that'll help speed up the process as well.
They can't build anything till they get them rocks in the right place.
And really, I think it'll actually end up being less than 2 years because the goal is to have it ready in time for the 2016 season. So that way when the Cowboys...
You're thinking early 2016.
Yeah, I'm thinking basically late August, because what they would do is they extended
well,
their...
Well, that's not really early, but go ahead.
Well, okay, yeah, maybe not. But what I think would happen is they go to Oxnard for training camp. They come back from Oxnard to the new facility. And it's ready.
All right.
Because they already got to take a bunch of their stuff with them to go to Oxnard for training camp. So it's already kind of like you're moving most of it anyways. You just, when you come back, instead of putting it back at Valley Ranch, you just take it to Frisco.
I'm excited about this.
You should be.
We're all the Dallas Cowboys looking for houses in Frisco.
Well, they're not super motivated yet.
Okay. You wait till that facility is built and all the property values are going to go up. Then you're not going to be able to afford my house. Now it's time to get it.
And that actually is wise advice.
Everything must go.
But then again, it's, you know, that's a whole, that's a full season away plus a training camp. If you're a player, you may not even know if you'll be on the team by the time that thing opens up.
Well, there are some that'll know.
There are some that will know, absolutely. If Jason Witten feels like moving to Frisco, then by God, he will be on the team and he can afford the house. Same with Romo.
But somebody like Dez, he has no clue.
Yeah, yeah. Dez Bryant right now doesn't know if he's going to have a contract after this year.
Why not?
Because it expires at the end of this year.
Is he not playing good?
Oh, he's playing great. They just haven't worked out a contract yet.
Wait until the last minute to scare him?
I don't think they're waiting to the last minute to scare him. I just think they just hadn't gotten it done yet. The reasons for it, I don't know. Plenty of people have speculated. My favorite is when national sports, this is my favorite thing, when national sports writers or commentators talk about the Cowboys in a way that they say is true and factual, and then you hear local reporters say everything that guy said is crap. You know how I know that? Because I'm in that locker room every day talking to those players. You know how many times I've seen Skip Bayless in that locker room? Not once since he left the Herald.
Man, that's an albatross. You're not going to let him shake. Skip Bayless.
He's a douche nozzle.
You used to work for the Dallas Times-Herald.
He is.
You killed that paper.
He is a professional troll. He gets paid to speak crap. And the worst part is, he won't even admit it.
Do you really think he's just trying to be controversial?
Yes.
I don't know anything about him. I just know the name Skip Bayless, who killed the Dallas Times-Herald.
Yeah, because if he's on the show First Take, which airs on ESPN2, and between...
Not even good enough for ESPN1.
Well, it's different programming on ESPN. ESPN1's just running SportsCenter all morning. First Take is where they get the blowhard opinion stuff going.
ESPN2, they make them all wear red wigs.
No, I think they reserve.
You're only associated ESPN by marriage.
I think they make the guys that have to anchor over on ESPN News or ESPNU programming wear the redheaded wigs.
Okay. But you don't like Skip Bayless.
No, nobody does.
Somebody's got to like him. He wouldn't be employed.
People don't necessarily like him unless he's completely different when he's off the air, but he's someone that he gets on the air. Well, he is the Ann Coulter of sports.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't even like that name. Ann Coulter, Nancy Grace, the guy out of Austin.
Alex Jones.
Oh, just those names, and it's Alex Jones really nobody should know about.
Mm-mm.
Why they had him on Piers Morgan's show, whatever the guy's name was. I don't get.
Yeah, you're right, because all that did was help him. It validated his thing, and it made for, I don't even know if it was really good TV. All it was, you know, some fat guy yelling at an English dude.
And yet had this fat guy, who I'm on his side. We're not going to be able to take, you can make as many gun laws as you want. We got plenty in place, but you can't enforce them because you waited too late. Pierce Morgan saying, well, look at the crime rate where I'm from. It's next to nothing. Well, what's to steal? But then you end up siding with Pierce Morgan only because he was the one that maintained his composure.
Yeah, and actually, I take it back. The exact reason they had Alex Jones on Pierce Morgan's show was because he was crazy and, you know, just over the top, because that way that made it seem like the gun people, the gun rights activists, are crazy and over the top.
And they played that. If that was the angle they were going for, they played it right. I like guns. I like having guns. I don't go shoot them that often. I got them spread out through the house in case anything happens, but that's the only reason I have guns. I don't want to ever be in the house and go, oh, hell, I got to crawl out a window because I don't have any guns. I want to hear the alarm go off and the door open and just stand there and wait.
And yet, that way you know no matter where you are in the house, when that happens, you're within hand's reach of a weapon.
And you start screaming, oh, my God, I wish I had a gun. I hope they don't come this way. How we get off on that? Oh, you don't like Skip Bayless?
Yeah.
Got it.
I actually think I need to double check, but at one point, Skip Bayless on Twitter has thousands and thousands of, I guess, of followers. But he I think he only follows himself. I'm not even sure if you can actually do that.
Yeah. He found a way.
So he doesn't follow anybody.
Ah.
Well, the only people I follow are police and fire agencies.
Yeah, but no one's going to give you any crap about that.
I don't care if they do or not. It's just unnerving when you get that email. The Dallas Police Department is now following you.
I got one like that last week. Creeped me out. But mine wasn't just Dallas Police Department, because I don't think DPD follows me. Mine was Dallas Police Air One. The helicopter. I was like, what?
Sounds like an email alert you'd get. Alfie Coy is now following you. He's in the car behind you.
Exactly. Yeah, it was just very odd. Air One now following you on Twitter. Man, where don't those guys follow you?
I'm surprised we don't get more updates from them during police chases.
Well, I think they're kind of busy.
Well, somebody's flying. Somebody else is doing something else.
Well, I think you have two guys in the police chopper. You have a pilot, and then I think you have someone else that may operate cameras and all that.
Somebody could text us. I'm tired of watching it on the news. I want to know what's really going on.
Then again, we haven't really had a good quality police chase for a while now.
Yeah, we're due.
Yeah, back at CBS. The afternoons, we could count on at least one a month. And why people enjoyed that, I don't know, because we didn't really add anything to it. We're watching TV and just doing play-by-play. Oh, he's hanging right. He's going to nail that curb. No, missed him. All right, they've got him stopped. Pulling him out of the car. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's really hard to resist when you got a knee in your back.
They've now put up their nothing to see here, umbrella.
With the smiley face.
Just combing his hair. Don't worry about us.
That was still pretty cool, though, that one day when there was a chase. I forget where it was, but the guy who was being chased by the police exited the highway, got up on the ramp, and a guy on the ramp moved his vehicle to block the guy fleeing, and the guy that did that was a listener. He called up afterwards to tell us about it. He's like, yeah, I heard it was coming up by me because I was listening to you guys on the radio. And then I saw it in my side view and I decided, hey.
I just block him and make him get off.
Right.
Which we don't encourage, but we appreciate. Yeah.
That was in Denton. It was right off of North Texas Boulevard.
There you go.
He forced the guy into an IHOP parking lot and Denton PD surrounded him.
That's me in the white truck.
Hey, guys, that was me. Did you see it? Did you see it? That was me.
I think we did.
Yeah, we did see it.
We talked about it. Said it looked like that guy in the pickup forced that guy off the freeway.
And it turns out we was right.
All right, good.
Next March, those of us Texas drivers will no longer be required to have an inspection sticker on our windshield. But
thank God.
But vehicles will still be required to get the once over.
That sucks.
I know. Department of Motor Vehicles Director Whitney Brewster told the Senate panel on Monday that separate stickers will no longer be needed for the inspection and registration. A single sticker will be proof of both. An owner must complete the inspection within 90 days of when the registration expires. Drivers will eventually have to show proof of a valid inspection to renew their vehicle registration.
I wonder how much inspections are going to go down.
Okay. Officials say Texas will save about $2 million with the change, primarily in oversight and sticker costs.
Oversight?
I thought that was odd, too. And I don't. Who's overseeing it? Is it just...
What is it you're not keeping track of? The last time I got stopped, I can't remember when it was, but I guess there's a barcode on the registration tag. I've never paid attention.
Okay.
But the cop scanned it. And I guess it gave him all the information he needed.
Because your inspection was out or something?
No.
No.
The registration.
Gotcha. Okay.
He scanned that. And he didn't need, he didn't ask for insurance. Needed my driver's license, but didn't ask. I guess it all shows up someplace on one central database of, yeah, their insurance is good, and he has no wants, no warrants.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they can actually, maybe it is just by doing the barcode scan on the registration, but I know they can look up your insurance either through that or just by license plate, because that's happened before where people have been pulled over and like, oh, I don't have a current, you know, card on me. Then I've heard people say, and the cop tell them, oh, you're good. I already looked it up. You're fine. But even now, like for my insurance company, I have an app. So I can just show them my phone to show them my liability card.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I've seen the commercials with that pig and the phone. Is that what you're talking about?
I have a different company. But, yeah, you download your company's app and you can pull up your information.
I'm surprised that any police department would allow that. Okay, I need to hand me your phone.
Right.
Because you can't just hang it out the window and go, all right, look, but you can't touch it.
Don't go looking at my photos.
Because all of it, yeah. You could swipe to the left. You swipe to the right, you're going to see ugly, ugly, ugly things that are no business of yours, but are strictly legal.
I do not consent to you swiping to the right. If you swipe to the right, you have violated my civil rights.
I only give you permission to go this way on my phone. Otherwise, you're going to see a lot of nasty videos of me getting off to stuff.
But it's all legal.
And they're all just, they're all tribute videos. Don't worry about tribute. They're chicks I'll never meet, so I just off on their photos.
Tribute. No. You should feel complimented. Really?
Really? You think I should send Whitney Drolin one of those?
No.
Here's
no.
My tribute.
No, don't do that. No, stop it. Ew.
Here.
Oh. Nasty.
Later. Adios. Good.
U.S. health officials on Tuesday released a draft of long-awaited federal guidelines on, yeah, you know it already, circumcision.
Start it again.
U.S. health officials on Tuesday released a draft of long-awaited federal guidelines on circumcision.
I didn't know that there were any federal guidelines.
I didn't either. I definitely didn't know they were long-awaited. Saying medical evidence.
What am I going to do with this skin? I cut it? No, I don't cut it. The kid's 24 now.
We've been waiting.
What do we do? I've been afraid. I don't know if it's a good idea or not. Now he's walking around with this thing. It looks like an inside-out elephant trunk.
Anyway, they're saying medical evidence supports having the procedure done despite opposition from advocates who decry the pain, bleeding, and risk of infections to newborns. The guidelines stop short of telling parents to get their son circumcised. That is a personal decision that may involve religious or cultural preferences. That's according to Dr. Merman of the CDC. But he also said the scientific evidence is clear that the benefits outweigh the risks. Circumcision is a brief medical procedure that involves cutting away the foreskin.
Bob, we know what it is.
I'm just saying for those that may not.
There are people, when you think babies listen to this show?
I guarantee you there is some idiot somewhere that doesn't know what it really is.
What, circumcision?
Yes.
First of all, you know it means cutting something. Yeah, it's cutting around, circum, and then scission.
You just taught a lot of people something they didn't previously know.
Yeah. I bet I didn't.
I bet you did. Mm-hmm. Anyway, germs can grow underneath the foreskin, and CDC officials say the procedure can lower a male's risk of sexually transmitted diseases, penile cancer, and even urinary tract infections. The CDC started,
all because of that extra skin.
Yeah. The CDC started working on the guidelines around 7 years ago. Maybe that was part of the long-awaited stuff.
Uncle Dan?
Hi, little... Hi, little Russ.
Hi, Uncle Dan.
Hi.
What is circumcision?
Were you not listening to your dad when he just explained it?
No, I'm not allowed to listen to the radio show.
Well, that's probably a good idea.
Do I need circumcision?
Well, I mean, according to the CDC, they recommend it, but they're not telling your dad to go out there and make you get one.
What is it they're going to cut?
Well, they cut the skin around the tip of your dilly-dally.
Say what?
That's how it works.
Why would they do that? If it's there, doesn't God mean it to be there?
Well, see, that's kind of a weird thing, because in some religions, like in Islam as well as Judaism, they perform circumcisions. It's part of a religious rite.
To cut your weenie skin off?
Yes.
A rite of what?
Just a rite. It's
what
a,
do they
a thing
do
that...
with the skin? They make pork rinds?
God, I hope not.
No, that would make sense because they don't eat pork. Never mind.
Okay, there you go. But that wouldn't technically be pork, but anyway.
So when should I have it done?
I think at this point, since you and I are having the conversation and you know how to say the word circumcision, it might be a little late for you. Now, you can have it done, but the reason why they do it so early on after you're born is so you don't remember it.
Oh.
It's not necessarily something that you want to have to go through, let alone the recovery process.
Is that what Jerry Jones had done around his neck?
No, he had a facelift, little Russ.
Well, why don't they call it a penis lift?
Because they're not... It's a different process overall.
It sounds like the same thing to me, cutting extra skin off a head.
It's a little... All right, it's pretty close to the same, but it's they give them different names.
Is there any extra pleasure if that skin is gone or if it stays?
That's debatable. There are some that are uncut that say it's better, but how would they know? And then the ones that are cut say it's better, and again, how would they know? I think either way you go, you're still going to have a good time.
A good time?
Yeah.
Them cutting skin off by wee-wee?
No, I'm saying if, you know, as far as losing any sort of, you know, physical sensation, you're going to be just fine.
If I get circumcised, would you like my skin as a gift?
No, I would not.
Why not?
That's not something that
It's something you could carry in a locket.
No, it's really not. I'm actually pretty sure that would be illegal. I don't think I should have any thing from a child that might be...
It just shows that I care about you. It's not like I could give it to everybody. I only have one of them skins.
Okay, that is true. And
why do they call it foreskin? Is it because it's a fore? A head of?
Yeah, it's at the front.
Oh. Like, I would give it to you. We could be like Angelina and that guy from Sling Blade.
Billy Bob?
Yeah.
No. I appreciate the
Wear
gesture.
Wear my foreskin around your neck.
No.
I'm calling the police. Beep, boop, boop.
No, why are you calling the police? I haven't done anything.
Because you won't wear my foreskin around your neck.
I think they would be okay with that. I think they would agree with me on that.
I got a lot of skin. Just tell them it's a fleshy-colored turtleneck.
Ew.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
There are times I wish he didn't say my name. 6:36, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coyes and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by State Farm. Whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off in Dallas. That's on I-35 right at Colorado Boulevard. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to the 35-183 split. In the Mesquite, northbound 635 right at Military Parkway. Got a fuel spill blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Lake June Road. Into Plano 9, northbound 75, right before Park Boulevard, got an accident blocking the three left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Campbell Road.
into Arlington. Now westbound westbound I-30 right at Fielder. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back to the Ballpark Way. And finally in Arlington, southbound 360 right at Park Road Drive. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Trinity Boulevard. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by REI. Cloudy and 45 tonight. Tomorrow, still cloudy, a slight chance of rain, and a high around 63. Right now, 48 degrees, a 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
So the new AC/DC album is out.
Yeah.
Do we have it at the library? Do we have anything short of Play Ball and the title track? I'd actually like to sample the album.
No. I actually heard on, it was on Sunday, I think it was on Fox, one of the bumpers that they were using to come back or go into commercial break was the Rock or Bust song.
I've only heard two songs so far, The Rock or Bust and Play Ball. Right. I like to play ball. Nothing's in there, Chloe?
Still looking through all the other 42 songs.
We got 42. We only play 7?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's crazy. Why eat up all that hard drive space?
No.
AC/DC. Rock or Bust. Videos. Play Ball. Yeah, I only see a couple on YouTube. Okay. I just thought we'd be playing something from it.
Well, we have. We've played 2 songs.
All right, so we're up to 9 now.
Yeah, but I'm not
12,
sure.
12, 13 platinum albums. There's only 9.
Well, there's more than 9. They're just not. They're not all. You know.
It's AC/DC.
I know.
Do you hate Whole Lotta Rosie?
No, I like that song.
Do you like If You Want Blood?
Yes.
Heat Seeker.
I'm not sure.
We use it one of the bumpers.
In that case, I probably do.
Just sad. We play better music on our bumpers. This is Heat Seeker.
Yeah.
The original didn't have the helicopter.
Well, I didn't think it did. But thank you.
I know I pulled the curtain back on Black Thunder now.
Man, that curtain's been open for a long time.
Now there's still people. I don't know how Alfie can. I call BS. You got me now.
Yep, you found it out. Clearly, we can't keep up this charade.
There's no way he could do traffic and then be back in his studio. Now in the video feed, I don't even see him leave. Oh, I see video, Black Thunder.
I think I told one person one time, it was a couple years ago, when they emailed saying, oh, he's in the chopper, he's in the studio. It's not possible. It's like, really, it's not possible? No, it's not possible for us to have a fireman's pole cut into the roof of this building that goes down to his studio? Whoa. That's right.
You really think a helicopter could land on the building and drop him off? I just like it. It just makes him more of a more moronic. We've talked about it for years. Mm-hmm. They'll send an email. Man, I know what you're doing. Well, I knew there were going to be a few of you that would catch me.
It's a big day for them. They figured it out.
You're just adding helicopter noise to that. I don't know why anybody on radio doesn't do it. They're all using the same. It's not like they're really flying around.
Yeah, and honestly, with traffic in general, I think probably since the last time you had the chopper crash that had Chip Wagner and
Julie DeHarty.
Yes, Julie DeHarty. Probably convinced a lot of companies, hey, you know what? We really don't need to have them in the chopper. It might sound cool. It might be kind of cool, but it's a big damn liability.
It is. It's also expensive if you only got one station. Like KVIL was one of the last ones I could remember that had their own dedicated helicopter where there was nobody in there but Ben Laurie.
Uh-huh.
Susie Humphries did it for a while until there was a helicopter incident. She goes, van.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was, I remember when the KVIL helicopter decided to make a landing in the middle of a residential street.
This looks like a good spot. Woo, woo, woo. The light's not red. Woo, woo. Our engine stopped running. Michael Ray, who works for the NTTA, used to fly in the KVI helicopter.
Mm.
But I've been up a few times in Bell Jet Rangers. That's enough. Especially after flying with Jim Helms, one of the original Hollywood Helms. Or they had Hollywood and Black Thunder.
Right.
There were a couple of Hollywoods. I think he flew in Nam. He took me out one morning. That's enough. As soon as he said, watch this, I went, I'm not looking at anything.
No, that's not nice.
And there were I know I've told this before, poles or something out in Grand Prairie at the Naval Air Station. He goes, all right. I'm going to dodge him. Here we go. Which means he had to get low to the ground.
Yeah.
And you could hear me in the video. I was shooting the video for the TV show, and I'm going,
Jim.
Yeah, he's playing helicopter obstacle course.
Don't be cool. Don't be funny.
There ain't no reset on this.
Jim. I got it.
And he also used to fly Jim Helms. Helicopter when they needed special shots for Walker Texas Ranger.
Nice.
Either aerial shots or they needed a helicopter to fly up underneath an underpass.
Mm-hmm.
That was Jimmy. Okay. Do you think the helicopter? Yeah, it'll fit. Well, we're going to need you to fly underneath. I got it.
Uh-huh. Well, I think you need us to measure first and then.
No, you don't got to measure it. As long as any Vietnamese in there. Well, then I'm okay. I got it.
My God. Okay. There's a new survey on holiday tipping in 2014, because we actually mentioned this earlier. 69% of people give holiday tips. The average person tips two or three people and gives them between $20 and $60 each. Also, 15% of couples have gotten into an argument over holiday tipping.
That was one thing that Mandy and I never argued about.
Holiday tipping?
She had no idea what I was tipping. She never paid for dick.
So she had no opinion on it.
She had no clue. How are you going to argue if you don't know what the bill was? You don't even make the obligatory gesture towards your purse. Oh, you know what? Let me get this one. You know, I just do it once to surprise me.
And that
catch me off guard.
I know you've told me that before, but that still throws me off because you were together three?
About 4 years.
4 years. Not one time in 4 years she picked up a check.
Not to my recollection.
Not even a
damn.
Did she ever buy you Starbucks?
No.
Did she ever like, hey, I'm going to stop by McDonald's, get some nuggets. You want something?
That's a gimme because she knows I'm going to say no.
Still.
Anywhere.
Family
Subway.
Family events. Her stepdad's birthday, if we all went to Abuelo's, it was like, yes, okay, well, there's a check. Let's all stare at it.
Oh, my God.
Like, there's no reason to argue about it.
Oh, Jesus.
Just throw out the Amex and just suck it up.
What were they doing? They're just sitting
there? They just sat there and stare at it like it was going to some type of Ouija check that was just going to make its way. Who should pay?
Oh, yeah. Just let the guy from the other dimension pay for it. Ah, he touched it first.
It floated over to Russ. You got to pay.
Spin the check. Always lands on me.
One time it was her stepdad's birthday that I bought the gifts and then paid for lunch. Nobody even bothered flipping the check over to see how much it was. They didn't even open up the little binder thing. God. They just sat there. Had I not paid for it, we'd still be there. And that was 4 years ago.
Because they knew not to grab it and open it up, because if they did, then that implies that they're going to, if not take care of it entirely, at least help pay partially.
Oh, look, there's a check. I'll just open this up. Let me see. It's,
what is that you got there? Is that a
no,
book?
That's Russ's. They would always thank me.
They better.
But there was never a reaching for a purse or a wallet.
And it wasn't like you were being sneaky, trying to be, you know, the good boyfriend where it's like you run off and find the waiter and be like, hey, take my card, go ahead and pay for it. Or you do it so fast in front of everyone that they don't have a chance to do anything about it.
I didn't have to do the sneaky thing. I knew I was going to have to pay for it anyway. So who else do we tip?
We're most likely to tip child care workers, such as babysitters and nannies, home care workers like housekeepers and landscapers.
But how much I got to tip them?
Well, it depends, especially with your landscapers.
In the winter, they're not doing that much.
Yeah, but it's different for a holiday tip. It's kind of like a Christmas bonus.
But you're getting a bonus because you're not really having to mow or do anything. You just show up, you get your money, and you leave leaf trimmings around like you did something.
What you're giving them is sort of a bonus based on the previous year's efforts.
Now, Gina, who takes care of the house and the dogs.
Right.
She deserves something because she takes care of the dogs better than I ever could. It's just not my schedule. I'd have to take days off to take care of the dogs as far as her taking them to the vet. It was one day Twiggy twisted her leg or whatever. Gina immediately stopped and, you know, took her to the vet.
Wow.
Me, I wouldn't have known about it till I got home. But she knows. I said, if anything ever happens to the dogs, the vet's got my credit card, and they know how to use it.
Is your vet related to Mandy?
No. I met the vet long before. In fact, when I moved to Plano, I took Abby, my original dog,
right,
the Chihuahua, to a vet, and they went, all right, we're going to take her in the back. Yeah, she doesn't really like to be handled. I'll hold her. Now we got it. We see dogs all the time. So I'm sitting in the waiting area, and I hear this yelp, and then I see Abby run across the hall. And they're all chasing her, and I screamed. And you guys have heard me scream.
Yeah.
As loudly and as ugly as I could.
Stop!
And they all stared at me and went, it's my dog. I'll pick her up. Well, we're going to need to put her in a muzzle. I went, bitch, you're going in one first. Give me my dog. Left, went over to Arbor Hills, took Abby in, different, that's the vet I go to now,
right,
since 2001. Dr. Murphy walks out and goes, I've heard about you on the radio talking to Abby.
Nice.
And that's where I've taken the dogs ever since.
And then Abby bit him?
No, but just to have somebody chasing, oh, we got this. And then I see Abby running across the hall and went, how much of this you got? You just let a 4-pound Chihuahua get away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to put her in a muzzle?
Right.
Anyway, my point is, Gina knows the vet's going to take care of
him. Yep. So you plan on?
So she deserves something out of it. How much I got to give her? I pay her for days she don't work.
That'll be a different story.
And I've never tried to play with her cans.
Which is really admirable for you not to try to play with a married woman's cans.
They're good ones.
We should, you know what we should do? We should make a holiday for you.
And she wears tight pants, like those capri pants.
Uh-huh.
Always wears those. And I got to go hide in a side bedroom for a while.
Why are you hiding in a side bedroom?
Because I can't beat off in front of her. Do you have any decorum? Can I follow you around the house? You ain't got to take your clothes off or nothing. I just need you to walk around in them capri pants. God.
Nasty. Also, personal care workers like hairstylists, and we're least likely to tip the workers at a nursing home.
Those are the people. It's like the vet. You kind of want to tip them, but I think the vet, I think they already worked their tip in.
Yeah, I think, yeah. When they charge you a bunch of money for, yeah. The greatest insult is when it's unfortunately time to let one of your dogs go, and they're going to charge you for the stuff they used to kill your damn dog.
What will you use to put them down? Well, if you want to listen on the phone.
Oh, jeez.
That was $145.
Right.
Well, did she suffer? Let me check. No, this one's gone. No, in fact.
I've always felt
when
that
Abby had
to
be put. Abby had to put down. Dr. Murphy didn't want to do it because he'd seen her for so long.
That's sweet, but still traumatic. But yeah, especially if it's at the end of, you know, like extensive stuff that had to be done, like a surgery or something to try to help the animal, and then it didn't work out. And they said, okay, we think we should just go ahead and, you know, and put her down. Like, okay, well, I'm giving you like $600 for the stuff that didn't work. And you want me to give you like an extra $150 so you can kill her? Why don't we work a deal here? How about I just pay for the stuff that didn't work and you eat the shot?
I can't do that with my dogs. If it was my mom, I'd probably work it down.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:58. This is the flagship station for the RMS Radio Network. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coys and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by State Farm. Still a whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound I-35 just before Commerce Street, got an accident there blocking the left center lane. This one involving four vehicles. Traffic is backed up back from the 35-183 split. Let's move into Richardson, northbound 75, right at the Bush. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the left center lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Beltline. In Mesquite, northbound 635, right at Military Parkway. Got a fuel spill blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Lake June Road. Into Arlington now. Westbound I-30 right at Fielder. Got a stalled out vehicle being cleared out right now. That has traffic backed up back from Ballpark Way. And finally in Arlington, southbound 360 right at Park Road Drive. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Your backup is back from Trinity Boulevard. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by REI. Tonight, cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, cloudy, 63. There's a little chance of rain, but probably not going to happen. Right now, 48 degrees at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, what do we have left?
All right, I have left.
What about the tipping thing? We cover all that?
Yeah, we got all
that. We got into dogs. I got distracted.
Yeah, the only other thing we had left in the tipping thing was for holiday tipping. 54% of women feel guilty if they don't give someone a holiday tip. Only 39% of men feel that guilt, which I'm really surprised by that.
What percentage of women?
54. Men, 39.
I feel guilty because we didn't tip anything. It's my... and money.
There you go.
Why do you feel guilty? Because we didn't pay it. I didn't pay it.
We.
What is it? Why is it always we when you're mad about something? When you know it's you.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't tip enough. All right, Slick. What's 20% of the bill? That's right. You don't know because you didn't plan on paying anything.
Do you even know how much that margarita is?
Hell no, bitch don't know. Dang.
Yeah, but she wants top shelf.
Bitch just know margarita top shelf. How much do you think I should tip the waitress? Just guess. Whoa, that's right. You've never paid for one. Like Chloe said, bitches don't know.
Yeah, damn. Order it like, oh.
What do you think? Margaritas just come out of a machine?
Sometimes, yes. Not the top shelf usually, but.
I just. The next chick that I meet that doesn't get on my nerves, I'm going to marry.
It sounds to me like you're there. You're ready. You're in the right place.
I'm not desperate. I couldn't care less if I don't ever meet anybody. But the next one that doesn't really just twist my panties,
mm-hmm.
we're going to the altar. There's.
It just sounds like once you get involved, you'd be like, eh, you'll do.
Yeah.
That's not just. Not even that. It's everybody has. There was a story today that said that most people, their personality is totally developed by 30.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, you can make. You can act like you've changed. But really, everything's at that point is already ingrained and printed. You're done. So I think I've been done for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But there'll be no settling, because if I settle for somebody, then eventually I'm going to go, there's going to be an argument. You know what? I settled for you. There were chicks a lot hotter I could have had, but I just, because I wanted to have somebody around, I just settled for you, just to have somebody to really,
man, just those, saying those words.
Woo! That's.
You can't recover from that.
No, you got to be ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. That's a
parting line.
Mm-hmm.
That's exit stage left.
That's game over.
You could drop the C word on them all you want. Not going to have the same effect as, you know, I settled for you.
Oh.
There are plenty of times I sat there and I thought, you know, if I could just take her face and body and take this other chick that I really like and take her brain and put it in her, then you'd be the perfect chick.
Well.
Yeah, I'm not the only one that's ever thought that.
You were not. Who? Let he who has not thought about becoming their own sexual Frankenstein cast the first stone.
Mm-hmm. And it's just weird. It's like, okay. I really like the chick I'm with, but if I could take that chick's brain and put her in the chick I'm dating, that would be perfect. But I can't tell her that because she's not going to understand that I really love her and just want to make her better.
I don't think you should say that either.
You can't say any of it.
I really love you.
It's fine for them to say, well, here are things I'd like for you to improve on. But if you reverse it, you can forget about it.
You want to change me? How dare you?
I don't want to change you. I just want to change your brain.
What about me don't you love?
Your body is fine. I think you're hot. I wouldn't screw you all the time if I didn't think you were hot. I just like to replace your brain with a good one.
That's all you want from me? My body?
Yes!
Why do you do this?
Because you got one of those brains that was in a jar that was marked Abby Normal. You know, I could have done a lot better than you.
Oh, no.
Is she crying or is she laughing?
I'm trying not to laugh.
She's trying to play both.
See, it's hard, isn't it, Alfie?
It is.
Yeah.
You gotta really decide, am I done with this, if you say, I settled for you. The C word, that's not always just the end of a relationship. I was mad, heat of the moment. I could have done better than you, or I settled for you.
Mm-mm.
You better be done. And you better do it someplace that you can get away from quick.
Right.
Yeah, because yeah, she's going to be one. You talk about the array of emotions that's going to escape from that body.
You know what I gave up for you? I don't care what you gave up for me. I settled for you. That means I took all your flaws and I went, it.
Yeah, you also better make sure you better have a clean escape. Make sure there's nothing you could possibly trip on.
You mapped everything out and you just tell everybody else in the restaurant, hey, I'm about to tell her I settled for. You guys better, you ever see Moses, Red Sea thingy?
Mm-hmm.
You better divvy on up.
And while you're at it, you might as well tip that table over towards the center and hide behind it. Because things may fly.
Even though that's a perfectly reasonable and mature thing to accept someone's flaws.
Yeah, that's not how he's putting it.
There's no way to tell anybody. I settled for you. Because if some in some magical world that I was able to date Whitney Drolin,
mm-hmm.
formerly of CBS 11, who called in earlier.
Yes.
I know one day she's going to say to me, I settled for you. I find you hideous. Every time you crawled on me, it was like getting by a gargoyle. Yeah. I always made sure I didn't eat at least 8 hours before having sex with you. And I'm certainly not going to have any dairy products. Because it's going to make me nauseous.
Are you lactose intolerant?
I'm you intolerant. It's like every time you're on top of me, just pumping away. I'm just thinking, hold it in. Okay, I got to fake like I'm having an orgasm. Oh, that's how hot you made me, baby.
It's totally normal.
I had a gastrointestinal orgasm. Mom, I'm vomiting on you.
That's how deep you went.
It was so intense, I couldn't even have an orgasm down there. It had to come out my neck.
That's so gross.
And that does not mean that it's not a solicitation in any fashion for all you creatures to start emailing me thinking, oh... need date for New Year's Eve. I spent the last 3 or 4 New Year's Eves by myself. I don't care. I do not want you. I don't need just to have somebody around. But you know they're thinking it. Oh, it's like any time, you know, the really hot actress is on a TV talk show. Like, yeah, I just broke up and I'm single now. You know, every neck around the country is going.
Man, it's my big chance. She's single now.
Uh-huh. Sure it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's got a MySpace page. So I can send her a picture of me. She's going to want this. She don't know what's good. I'm like sliced fried bologna.
And they all think that. Even though there's no chance they'd ever meet that actress.
Well, maybe that means it's time to... pack up the camper and head out to Tinseltown in search of love.
Oh, well. I'm going to pack up the Airstream,
mm-hmm.
put it behind the truck. I'm going to go drive out there. I'm going to meet,
Need actress name.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Get my hands on it because she's single. Then I'm going to step out of that Airstream and look at this. Big silver home for you to live in. All right, it's aluminum, but
still, it's shiny.
Like you could ride in that like your own Barbie camper.
It's every little girl's dream come true.
I will
treat you with sexual delights that you have never encountered.
Such as?
Like the hot milk punch. Do not ask me what that is, because I have not written anything. Or the Western Grip buggy whip. Women love that. You know what they like the most?
What's that?
The Assumption Blumpkin. That's where they think.
Hit it. Don't hit it. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's a song that goes along. Assumption blown. What's your...
For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190.com, go to 1190talkradio.com. Rodney Anderson is up next. Good luck following this.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.